Ho, ho, ho. This is Santa Claus, and you're listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Ho, 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 ho.
Christmas is interesting, like a knife in your heart. Christmas is interesting.
Dungeons & Dragons, Quest for the Silver Santas, a holiday adventure for D&D 4th Edition.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
I still continue.
Okay.
Sweet. Okay.
Awesome.
All right, so... giant, huge, enormous Christmas tree covered in all sorts of shinies, baubles.
Ding!
There's a train around the bottom that's carrying, like, candy and small elfin and all sorts of things. Luckily for Chris, the elfin are not on fire.
Oh. I'll tell you about that.
Harsh.
Later.
No, I got your message.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah, epic fail.
Yeah. The compound you're in is surrounded by large purple electric... well, basically, it's a large purple electric fence.
Tesla coils.
Yeah, basically. Santa elfin Tesla coils. There are, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 buildings, with the building kind of off in the distance being the Santa's villa. There's also a guard tower... a elfin workshop, a reindeer
kennel.
It's kind of a kennel. There's lots of barbed wire, and there's a crane. And then nearby the kennel, there is a large area with like cattle, and there appears to be a crane.
Oh God, the loss of reindeer.
Are we sure we want to be Santa?
Santa,
I thought we saved his ass already.
Yes, you saved him last year. Says
already,
the elephant.
We already saved his ass.
Like,
wait a second.
Everybody hates this guy. Why do we keep saving him?
Because he keeps giving us shit.
Because he keeps on giving nifty stuff.
Yeah, he keeps giving us magic items. So
that's why.
Yes.
So we're all sluts.
So, you walk towards the villa, because you just know that that's where you need to go. And Mrs. Claus, Mrs. Martha Claus, comes out in all of her glory and beauty, followed by all sorts of elfin. Elfin males. Now, keep in mind, the elfin males are very possessive of females. Elfin males are about 3 feet tall. So you're tall. Compared to the...
oh, yeah.
Because they're, like, little tiny things.
Right.
You don't actually see any of the elfin females around here. So the elfin males are all running around the only female here, which is Martha Claus. And they see you guys, and they build kind of like a wall of protection. And she's tapping them on the head, and it's okay, it's okay.
This elfin igloo forming up.
And she's like, oh, you're here! Good, good, good! So, you're the second group that I hired.
What happened to the first group?
Well, we don't talk about the first group. But you guys will be fine.
Okay.
There won't be any issues. Just don't go up the Yeti Mountain.
Yeti?
What mountain?
Yeti Mountain. Don't go up the Yeti Mountain.
Is that where the first group went?
That's where the first group went.
Okay.
Say no to the Yeti. Okay. I believe we can do that.
We occasionally hear them scream.
Okay.
Hello. Awesome feedback. Are we coming in clear now?
Whoa.
I'm already on my six.
are you hearing us better now?
I'm hearing you fantastically.
Awesome.
It's Jeremy touching things. We don't like Jeremy touching things.
Touch it to your head.
Touch it to your head.
Put the camera facing awesome. Dash.
All right.
Don't you dare put it on Dash.
Strap, put it around his head. That'd be
he does not need a dash cam. Beast. He would get motion sick.
Hi, Dash. He says, I'm awesome!
I'm awesome!
Okay, so no Yeti Mountain. Got it.
Right. So, according to the article, you guys work cheap. That's good.
Wait a minute. Hey.
And your lawyers have already signed all the paperwork. So, yeah. What do you need to know?
What are we doing here?
Oh, they didn't tell you?
I'm going to try to set this up here.
Okay. Well, my husband, being the king and everything and being the protector of the land, and, well, he was assassinated, and they kind of hacked him up into pieces, and his husbandly essence has been scattered all about the land.
Whoa, you didn't say anything I'd have to deal with husbandly essence. I'm sorry, lady, I didn't sign on with that.
She just kind of looks at you with this blank look on her face.
Right.
So...
Say it to Jim.
I'm pretty sure that the Silver Santas that his essence has formed into have scattered around the North Pole. Unfortunately, we're being invaded by these little plum things. Oh, bring out the prisoner. And a little elfin comes out. There's three elfin. One is carrying a cage. Like a little canary cage, and inside the canary cage, there's not a canary, there's this little angry fairy thing. And it keeps throwing itself against the cage, and the other two elfin on the side of the cage have like stun guns, and every once in a while they'll just shock the fairy. Like, yeah, the sugar plum, you know, and all their evil. Fairy's like, help me, and they're like, they're kind of invading, and really only Hubby can save us. I mean, being the great warrior he is, so if you could just help out, that'd be great.
You wanted to find the pieces of it?
Yeah, find the pieces.
Okay.
You can put them in his bag. Hopefully, like a shopping bag. Mm-hmm. And Macy. Yeah, Macy.
I go over to the prisoner with two elfin holding him, and I just look at the little fairy and I go, say please. Silence. What's that? Okay. And walk off.
He tries to flip you off and get shocked.
This map.
All right. Oh. So I have this map, and so one of the elfin hands around a map. I'm assuming that... my husband's pieces are scattered around the North Pole.
Wait, your husband's what?
Pieces.
Okay.
Well, I thought you said, dude, don't worry, I was with you on that one.
Well, I said, okay, has anybody got a squeegee?
Pieces.
No, you can collect them. And just put them in the bag.
And there are gloves, right?
Well, the two closest places...
You shouldn't need gloves!
...are Penguin Hall and Fortress of the Christmas Orcs.
Did you just kill Tracy?
No, I'm just typing him through the webcam on here.
Okay, so...
I'll just hand it around so everybody
can
see it.
Okay.
I'm like a player at the table on everything!
Sweet!
Awesome.
Unfortunately, it's about as loud as that thing gets unless we can pull the cord over this way.
This guy in front of it.
Fortress of the Christmas Orcs. I'd rather leave that one if we can. I agree. I say it's off to Penguin Hall. Wait, we have to cross a toll bridge to get to Penguin Hall.
Well, I think it can be...
Penguins, I love penguins. Let's go to Penguin Hall.
I don't want to cross the bridge.
Did you say toll bridge or troll bridge?
Exactly.
What? Be a misprint on the map, I'm not sure.
So just to be
Fortress of the Christmas Orcs.
That sounds imposing.
Reindeer Fields. Would there possibly be any reindeer games in Reindeer Fields?
They do play with
like sports.
Yeah. Heads and things. I think they play
Workshop and Village. Penguin Hall. The Ice Fields. Fishing Hole. Christmas Elfin Village. And a big spirally Mount Yeti.
Yeah, we're avoiding that.
And then the ravine.
Oh, come on.
None of it appears ominous
to me. Okay, unless she's watching, I'm not going.
You notice that the map has been drawn in, like, crayon?
So, like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that was more colored pencil, but yeah.
Okay, if there's another way, bypassing the troll bridge, then I say the penguins.
There's a troll bridge?
Troll bridge.
That's what I said. Troll bridge.
I don't think we have any trolls this far north. They have a tendency to freeze. And Hubby like plays baseball with them. Oh, also, something has escaped the Christmas Orcs village. Something like...
Excuse me?
They were working on some sort of new weapon. I don't know.
Wait.
Something to do with polar bears.
Oh no, they're on an island somewhere in the South Pacific.
Well, no, that's where one of the research facilities was.
Oh, okay.
I think that was the invisible polar bears.
So there's a potential polar bear. We need to go see the penguins first while there still are some.
Let's go to the penguins first.
Let's go to the penguins first.
If that's where you guys want
to
go.
Let's go to the penguins first.
All right.
But
there's a nice little
polar bear.
Did you want to recharge your daily power already?
No, I'm just hungry.
Oh, okay.
See?
What?
No one knows what he can do until he tries in bed with sheep.
Oh, okay. Yes. All right, so, is it decided by the mighty party? I need the magic. Also, since he's playing at the table, we can put those in front of him.
Woohoo!
Oh, and sweet!
Oh, my penguins!
Whoa.
Oh.
Well, I've got a couple of different penguins that I can play in front of.
Okay, so, unless anybody objects, I believe we're heading towards the penguin villa.
Penguins sound delicious. I mean, sounds like a good idea. We should do that.
All right, so, you guys...
That's cool.
Yeah,
sometimes
that
happens. You guys head down the road. Now, are you guys going to try to cross the ravine, or what? Or are you going to go through the forest? You go around the ravine.
I believe Ingrid suggested not taking the bridge.
Okay.
And I'm not metagaming at all by saying that.
I think she just wants to get us alone in the woods.
Yeah, I do. I just want you to get lost in the woods.
Alright, so you guys head towards what you hope is the gap between the ravine and the forest.
What we hope is.
And according to the map, it's a gap. You're noticing a lot more trees as you get closer. And the trees go all the way up.
You're telling me this map is not accurate?
The trees go all the way up to the edge of the ravine. And there's a sign that points to the ravine. And then there's a sign on top of the ravine sign that points to the forest that says trees.
And the trees is misspelled?
With
T R S.
Trust? What?
Stress.
Tray.
Tray.
What's a tree?
It's worse than we thought. The friends are here.
Do you guys want to go to the trees or do you want to go back around to the bridge?
On the upside, if we find them, they'll surrender.
But, you know, if there's a bridge, there's probably a cost, and I'm a little light until we get paid, so I say the trees.
I say bridge.
Trees.
I say bridge, too.
Just because you are a bridge.
I can talk to anybody's right.
I'm a druid. I'll always go with the trees.
So gay. Let's have a vote.
Okay, so right now it's, what, 2-2?
No, because Tracy also said the trees.
Oh, Tracy said trees?
Uh-huh.
Trees.
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 Trees it is.
Bridge.
All right.
My brother, we must stick together on this.
Who goes to the trees?
Who wants to enter the forest first?
I know.
I'll do it.
They picked it out.
And I'll be right behind the creepy druid.
Okay.
Creepy druid. All right, I'm stealthing.
Better know right. I'm creepy.
Give me a stealth check.
Okay.
Creepy stealth.
27.
Okay.
I am a leaf on the wind.
I got a natural 20.
Oh, ow.
I'm a leaf on the wind.
Did you hit your nipple?
And I am the tree.
Well, we've got a fortune cookie somewhere on the floor under my chair. Maggie dragged it. Well, I don't know that she can get it either.
Oh, yeah, and don't mind Robin. Apparently she tripped in the parking lot.
Yeah, tripped in the parking lot.
Ow.
At least that's what she said.
Terrible.
You gotta come up with a better excuse than I tripped in the parking lot. I mean, what have we said? It's falling down the stairs, or you're walking to a door. This is the best one.
Slipped your pants up.
Right.
Alright, so.
Okay, so you disappear.
Okay.
And you go into the forest.
Yep.
And they both walk in and they're gone.
Woohoo!
And.
We have to roll up new characters.
Tracy, you pull them in and. He's gone. There's just trees. And Ingrid with a broken nose.
Well, intelligence isn't exactly my highest stat, so I'll follow the moon.
And that leaves you two, and you're all standing alone.
And they go around to the bridge.
Like, those guys are fucking crazy.
I'm taking the straight line. Just get you there quicker.
Well, the straight line is through the forks.
Oh. Well, I'm taking the bridge.
A series of straight lines.
Which, according to that very accurate map, looked like it was a straight line. As opposed to curving around the trees.
He doesn't adapt much.
Yeah, they're just going right through the trees.
Well, I'm going right through the bridge.
So you curve around, and you start heading that other direction. And so what does the Minotaur do?
Kim.
You're just standing there. Your sword's like... I don't know. What is your sword singing?
Sort of envision him as a Tibetan throat chanter.
Your sword has a dial on different stations.
Get it off easy
listening.
Okay.
It's got the XM satellite radio thing on the bottom.
Yeah.
That's why I don't.
That's why you never have any money.
I'll flip a coin for it.
All right. Yeah, you're paying for that. It's like, and I had a wagon with OnStar.
All right.
You rolled a one. All
right. Andrew, you also have telepathy 20.
Okay.
Which is every square is 5 feet, so. You have telepathy a lot.
Okay.
So at this point, you can actually talk to everybody.
Sweet.
Because of your head thing.
And we know this,
My head moves.
No, wait. We know this. So if he just pops in, we're not going
crazy. I know you're a Minotaur. What are you?
I'm a Warforged.
Warforged, right. RoboCop.
Yes.
Designer armor.
He's an elf.
He's one of those.
Pansy, right.
Wait.
And I know who Ingrid is.
And a human wizard wearing leather armor.
He's a gimp.
Well, I don't know about that. That's up to Tracy.
You what?
You're a gimp? You have a gimp suit on?
Magical gimp suit?
No, I do have, well... I'm
nipple clamps of exquisite pain?
I don't know gloves, so... Sure.
Nipple clamps of exquisite pain it is.
And then it got weird.
Then it got weird. I mean, it hasn't gotten weird before now? Is this all normal?
Okay, so five trees, one bridge.
Forest, and you guys, as soon as you walk past the tree line, the trees are all perfectly aligned, and it looks like it's going to be an easy walk.
We can see each other?
Yeah.
Looks like.
Not me.
Okay. Well, except for
Perrin. Perrin's stealthy.
Perrin is... like hiding behind flowers and stuff.
Onward, Sir Druid. I don't know where the other guy went.
All right, so Andrew, you turn around. You're like, well,
fuck that.
And your proximity alert in your head starts going off.
My head moves.
And Basically, it's a scan of the area, just that you can see.
Heads up display.
And what it shows is it shows a smiley face, which you know is party. And bloop, you're pretty sure there are trees, but, I mean, it's black and white, so...
Serve the public trust.
Yeah.
Uphold the law.
Occasionally...
Directed for classified.
The connection will drop, so it'll kind of fuzz.
I polished off the OC piece of it.
There's, heading towards them, from whatever that direction is, there's this large swarm of, like... Well, you think they're either spiders or taxis. You're not sure with the way the graphics are.
One's good, the other we need to look for change.
I'm just going to be like...
8-bit graphics, should've, oh yeah.
Should have chosen the bridge.
Cough.
You got incoming taxis.
Look out. And,
or spiders. Recalculating.
Okay, so it has a Garmin unit now. Yeah. Recalculating.
No, according to your calculations, they all owe you money.
Oh.
All pissed off.
And if they die, the taxis are going to get a hold of... they're definitely taxis. The taxis are going to have all your money.
Okay? Go back to the entrance of where we entered the trees.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave a magic mouth message in the trees. So pulls if anyone
pencil.
Shows up there,
draws a giant mouth on the tree.
Brave,
what do you want
brave.
To say?
Robin.
Hey, is this void okay? Come on through.
A-okay. Come on through.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Do you want Twizzlers?
Twizzlers.
All right. Well, those of you in the forest, give me perception checks. What do you do again?
I guess I'll start lumbering towards it.
Okay.
You gosh.
35.
Okay. A-okay.
Wait. Sorry.
Come on in.
Wait. Sorry.
Fantastic.
Sorry. 25.
22.
I tried adding the roll to my passive, so sorry.
Yeah,
19. Okay. So
25.
23.
Tracy.
8.
A solid 8.
The druid's there. Ben, what was...
Oh my god! What a forest!
Oh, roll your perception. Add your skill. It's a skill towards the bot.
What now?
Add your perception skill. It's the total next to the skill.
Is it the one on the left?
Yeah.
17.
Well, the taxis...
I rolled a 1.
Throw a rock at him.
Holy crap!
The taxis got an 11.
Damn.
So,
look out, God.
Tracy,
fucking taxi.
You don't see the
taxi.
What the golem Bulwark has marked as taxi on his tactical display.
They're gonna charge you, overcharge.
But a bunch of spiders, white, camouflaged. Commando spiders.
Yeah. They've all got, like, you know, matching insignias.
Yes. Cool. With Easter on them. Oh. Those are the things you don't see.
Oh. And, okay, so we have the bait.
So he's walking.
Skipping
along. And suddenly, and you're like, you hear the voice that says, "Hey, okay, come on in," and you walk in.
All right.
All right.
Well, it's sort of nice to see the spiders. Like,
all right, I need initiative.
My senses are stabilized.
From everybody, even you, Tracy.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Opposite that time.
Nice.
From a 1 to a 20. That's
right. That's
sorry.
Come on.
Oh, no! Okay, Andrew, what did you get?
27.
Ben?
13.
Initiative?
Yes, Tracy.
5!
Yes!
A solid 5.
Ethan?
19.
Chris?
16.
Robin?
28. Dang.
Okay, so here's the scene. There are trees everywhere. There is
Multiple incoming taxes.
there's Drevin, and around Drevin there are a herd of these medium-sized camouflage commando North Pole amber spiders.
That is the longest time.
And on your tactical display...
Oh, look out!
Taxis!
Incoming taxis.
So, Robin, you got a 28. You were first.
I am going to...
What if I can, like, knock a tree on you?
That'd be cinematic. Yeah.
I am
I
going like to...
Or Billy Fogg.
Triple attack.
Still, cinematic.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can use it.
Or you could just use your powers.
Yeah.
That'd require reading.
Yeah.
I sincerely believe that that will hit.
Right here.
I hit a 35. I think it hits.
Oh, that's solid.
Okay, so.
There goes my skull.
That will hit. Roll damage.
Regular damage is 12, and my Hunter's Quarry is 7. So, 19.
Alright. So, Tracy, the spider that was about ready to bite you explodes as an arrow hits it, covering you in
my mouth! And it makes a beautiful spork sound.
That, are we getting, wait, are we actually getting wind bubbles?
Awesome!
Is it snort?
Yeah, we're definitely
in the graphic comic.
We're gonna have to definitely hook Tracy in to the main system at some point so we can hear him.
I can hear him.
Yeah, but I can't hear him completely. So
oh, okay.
I don't want to miss something. All right, that was 28, 27, Andrew.
Yeah, yo. Am I anywhere near them?
Do you want to be?
Yes.
All right. Well, Tracy, as you're cleaning spider goo out of your mouth. The golem's eyes have gone from the happy blue to angry red eyes.
With a slight
angry eyes. He appears to be charging straight at you.
And I'll be screaming, danger, danger.
Danger,
danger.
What power do you want to use, Andrew?
I
what
don't
attack?
Even know.
Well, decide.
Start.
I would recommend one of the green at-will
powers. At-will powers. Okay. To start with.
How about, I only have two of those.
I say... You can use over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I will do... daily, right now.
No.
I would
how
say,
about
do not...
that howl, howl of fury.
All right. So, what does that do?
They do new.
It's written on there.
Okay. Some about strength modifier plus five...
You want
that?
This is like French to me.
That's awesome.
His name is Puffin.
So basically, it blasts enemies.
You want me to read it?
Yeah, because it's like
it's okay. It's not coded. But
yeah.
It is. Which one do you want to do?
The Howl.
Howl of Fury! Okay. It's a strength versus AC. Okay. You're going to look down at your Carnage Rage Sword, which you have a plus 15 to attack. And you're going to do a d10 plus 7 damage. Basically, you strike one, then you howl in a blast 3 that includes the target. Each enemy in the blast, other than the target, takes thunder damage equal to your constitution modifier, plus 4. So, basically, you're going to attack with your sword that's down here, the plus 15 attack, and then the damage on the main target. Then you scream and 5, 10, 15 feet blast that will hit Drazen there, except he's not an enemy. So therefore it hits you, but
I yell danger.
It doesn't do you anything to you.
I give
but all the spiders around you are going to take damage. So that's what that does.
All right.
So go ahead and roll your attack.
22.
Okay, is that with the 15 on the screen?
Yes.
Okay. So you strike the...
Spider.
You strike the spider!
Spider, man!
So go ahead and roll damage.
17.
8.
Is that all added up?
I believe so. It just is plus 7. 10, D10 plus
Is 7. It just 1D10? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you hit him, and then how does your screen go off here?
How does it go off?
Yeah, what does it sound like?
He just yells, danger.
Danger!
And then this.
That's the mic.
Yeah. So you just scream out, danger?
Yes.
Okay, you do so, and some of the other spiders get hit by the danger howl.
Danger.
And, okay, yeah. That was Andrew, and we are moving on to Ethan as soon as we...
Is it on?
Yeah.
Stereo on?
Yep. Tracy, say something.
Something!
Sweet. No, there we are.
There we are.
Yes.
That's
a bit much there. But...
Impressive.
All right, Ethan.
Most impressive. Are you hearing us okay?
Yes, great.
All right,
yes.
Around Dresden, there are a multitude of spiders and a very angry golem robot thing who just stabbed one.
Is the angry golem robot thing? Okay. Just want to make sure because I don't want to strike you with lightning. Yeah. I will strike one of the dutiful, nasty little bits with lightning with my storm spike. 20 versus reflex.
Yes.
Does a mighty 11 points of damage, and if it doesn't move, it takes more damage next turn.
All right. So one of the ones that you howled at, Andrew, then gets hit by thunder and explodes.
Uh-huh. It's lightning, not thunder.
Lightning. It's lightning.
It's hit by a very loud boom.
And pops all over. Well, you, but
yeah, that one's gone too.
Okay, so that was a 19. Let's see, 18. Next would be Ben.
Show me the picture.
No, Chris.
Adorable.
Chris, you are secret.
I am secret. Okay. So no one
is stealthy. You are secret.
So no one's probably going to see me getting down into a Mortal Kombat pose and basically doing Sonic Boom, Bam, and do my Spectral Ram.
Okay.
I have one of the spiders.
All right.
Which hits armor class 27.
Yeah, that will hit.
Okay. Inflicting 13 points of damage, pushing it 3 squares, and flipping its ass over.
Okay.
So it's now prone. So with its legs up in the air, assuming that didn't go...
Tracy, another one that was going to bite off your leg and was howled at suddenly gets blown backwards, and as it gets flipped over, its little legs kind of crunch up and shrivel.
Oh, it loses hydrostatic pressure.
Now, Ben.
Oh, you staggering notes.
I like that. Ooh, but nobody saw me do that.
There you go, Robin. Oh. She's not
tired. Well, 15 versus Will.
Okay.
Oh.
That will hit.
5 thunder damage, and then the target is pushed 2 squares, and an ally can make an attack against the target.
Okay.
Free attack.
Which ally do you want to aim that at?
I'll let Tracy go.
Exactly.
Okay. So the spider, one of the other spiders, this one was going to bite his other leg. Gets hit by what? What does it sound like?
Thunder damage. It sounds like a crack of thunder, and then...
That one explodes, and then Tracy, you get a free attack.
No, I struck it with white lightning.
All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Dude, I got a 27 versus AC on the one I attack. When the angelic chorus goes off,
I
jump up into the air and stab down with my quarterstaff.
Yeah.
It was slow mo.
Okay.
Boom.
And, go ahead.
8 points of damage.
All right, so you're like, ha-ha, jumping up and smashing down.
Nice.
That one is not looking good at all. It's probably going to die soon, if not now. Because actually, it's not quite your turn, Tracy. You got your free attack. Now the North Pole ambush spider commando, whatever, is going to attack. There's a lot of them, so...
So basically, they're all going after Draven, and we're all doing supporting attacks to try to shred them off.
Okay. Well, actually,
he's playing his cards well.
He's unlucky because some of them are going after him. The rest have randomly decided to go after anybody they can see. So first on
this would be the Ed 209.
Drezen, let's see if they hit you. Let's see, what do you have? What do you have? We have 6, 17, and a 23. Does a 17 hit your AC?
No.
Okay. Does a 23 hit your AC?
No.
Wow.
Alright. Okay, Golem D.
My AC is the 23.
So it's mine.
Yeah, and 4th Ed, your defenses are high.
Alright, so I'm assuming a 13 is not going to hit you, Andrew.
Correct. Oh, yeah. I'm not in.
No.
He channels the... Never mind. Alright, Ben, let's see if anything hits you. If I can actually roll on the... Ooh, okay, that's a little bit better.
Number lower?
It has to roll higher.
Is your number or higher?
Well, equal to or higher, yeah.
Okay.
Does a, let's see, that would be a 22 hit you?
Nope.
Okay, does a 25 hit
yes.
you?
Yes.
Okay, so that one hits. Somewhere there's dice.
Hey, you can throw the red ones? Is that just, you can use once per encounter?
Yes.
That's how that works? Okay.
Yeah.
They recharge after the encounter.
So. Max damage, so.
Ow!
It bites
to make
for
sure you saw
13.
That you have, one you have... These are daily things that you can do through the your magic items.
Okay.
Actually have abilities that can do per day generally. So like stuff to keep track of, and you have same.
I noticed that one. Yeah, he's definitely
okay. Ben, you take 13 points of damage as it bites you. Some spiders head over and try to attack Saxon. Does a I'm assuming a 14 will not hit you.
No.
But a 25?
In fact, it will.
Okay. Let's see what it does with its bite. And it does a mighty...
That was timely.
A mighty 9?
A mighty 9! As it bites you. Let's see if they can even see. No, they don't not see you. Even with the blast. And Robin, one of them is going to hurl itself at
Jeremy,
you.
I haven't read your companion rules yet.
Oh, okay.
So.
I'm sorry, that will require me to activate my utility power. When an enemy moves adjacent to me, I can shift in a first square equal to my wisdom modifier, which is +4, so I move 4 squares away from it. And it can go fuck itself.
Impressive!
All right, Tracy, it is your turn.
All right, how many are adjacent to me?
A bajillion.
A bajillion, okay, cool.
Maggie.
There are at least 5.
Okay.
At least 5, then I am going...
These commando spiders come in a cluster.
Ooh, how many clusters?
Okay, then I gesture with my hands and I call down fire from the sky.
Okay. They're like, look at this!
I like where this is going.
Where did that go?
No. Okay.
Sorry, my power.
No,
left me. I
can't it's okay.
Find it. Yeah, so,
Oh. I can try.
Do you want me to let her out?
Oh, no. I'm just being lazy.
No, I'll do it because you go for me.
Oh, okay.
In a burst of 3 squares pinned on me wherever I will not hit an ally if that's possible, fire erupts.
I don't think anybody's in front of
me. So. Okay, that we can conveniently put some trees and stuff around.
Well, It'll since we fun. Are in the forest.
Yeah.
So how many enemies am I attacking?
Go ahead and do all 5.
All right. That is a... Not great, that's a 13.
What is it versus?
Versus fortitude.
Okay, their fortitude is a 12.
Oh.
So keep
okay,
that in
so
mind.
I hit 1, I hit 2. I missed that one. I hit that one, and I hit that one. So I only missed the third one.
All right. Nice.
And they all take 10 points of fire damage and ongoing five fire damage save ends.
Okay.
No, that could be bad. We'll need to put all those out before we're done.
All right. Well, there's this horrible... there's this horrible shrieking noise as the little spiders around you, except for that one, are all, like, burning. And they start running around.
Cool.
Running into stuff. And the rest of them all dig into the ground, into the snow, and are gone. They just poof.
They come from my mighty power.
So there's like one left presently. The others burrow.
Oh no, they all book.
Oh, they all book. Okay.
Even though, yeah, they all book. They're like, fuck you.
Okay.
I'm not classed.
All right. So,
okay, are there any remnants of fire that could threaten the forest?
No.
Okay.
If it's the fire spell that I think he used, then okay. No. It's just
okay, then I basically come right next up to Draven and basically whisper in his ear, we should be going, and then I stealth off again.
Okay.
Those were taxis.
Right. Do they still owe you money? We should be going.
The hell do you mean taxis?
Do they still owe you money?
I stealth again. Oh. Not so much with a 16.
True, but I don't want nuts. Don't pay me enough.
Yeah, last
I got a golden nut!
Okay. Alright, so, before you guys head out, give me perception checks again.
Perception. I'm going to go with passive of 18.
Yeah, how does that work?
Since I'm not actively looking, I'm actively sneaking, so 18.
Passive is if you're just, like, walking and that type of thing, but if you're actively looking around...
Got a 22.
Your passive score is about middle of the realm, like you roll a 10.
Well, because I was going to say my...
34.
Yeah, my passive is, like,
36.
Observant we are, apparently.
So you guys see me acting as if I'm really sneaking. And you're like, well, that's pretty much... Yeah, you guys easily see me with a 16 sneak. So I'm obviously...
Tracy, what do you get?
19.
Because
I know you guys can't see
me. I don't want to know how you're wearing sandals when you're cloven hooves, because you're... You know.
He's fancy pants.
Okay, that's awesome, I gotta say, man.
Is he wearing pants?
They call him...
I don't even wear shoes, so...
Goldberg guy, yeah, outfits, but then it's like a white tuning
board. I don't have shoes,
low cut.
Okay,
low cut.
All right,
that's pretty rocking, man.
So if he does the spin... Okay.
Those of you who got a 20 or higher...
Nope. Pretty far out there.
Yeah.
We'll see that way up in the trees above you, there is a creepy spider egg sack.
Sweet!
Tracy, you got a
19.
Who else got below a 20? Okay, what did you get?
I got an 18.
18 passive. Yeah. Okay, you'll see that there's some sort of blob up there hanging off the tree. Yeah. Kind of looks like snot.
I'm going to use one of my firestorm arrows.
It's about 50 feet.
Oh.
And I'm going to shoot it and set it on fire.
I'm going to try to go first.
Give me dex checks between you two.
I don't care.
So, die 20 at our dex.
Right here to set the force. Okay. Are we here to set the force?
26!
Didn't think so. Danger.
No, not at your dex. At your...
Your dex mod.
Wait, no.
Oh, okay. Like, sorry.
I'm going to be
16.
So,
yeah.
Well, I rolled a 16, so I think I beat him.
Okay.
So you're like... And somebody... Robin takes out a fiery arrow and shoots the thing.
Okay.
Roll the shoot. Don't miss. It's dodging.
Really? It's dodging?
It's dodging.
It pulsates out.
Dodging out of the way.
Well, I got a 20.
It doesn't dodge. It just sits there. All right, well, the arrow hits it, and there's more shrieking, and falling from this snot ball are, like, burning baby spiders.
I'm going to start stomping them when they fall on the ground.
But more importantly, comes out... Let's see, who's it going to hit? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6...
Come on, big mama spider, I want to kill you. Best way to get the mamas to kill all the babies.
Well,
terrible.
You're like looking at your technical display, and you've decided to surf the internet looking for a golem porn or something. And
move that up real good. Oh, yeah.
Something metallic hits your head, and your display goes off.
Clang.
And then it falls on the ground.
I'll grab it.
All right. Well, it's Silver Santa, except it's been kind of crushed in the head where it hit you.
I have found something with my superior perception.
It hit you in the head.
Like I said, superior perception.
But we all saw it hit you.
You were standing right here and it fell from the tree.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's because it hit you in the head.
Yeah. You willed it to fall from the tree.
Pull one out. Don't look. Just pull something.
Yeah. Is that one? Yeah.
What is it? A plum or a...
It's purple. It looks like ecstasy pills.
So it breaks open and you have purple sugar plums.
Oh, yeah.
Juicy. Which you don't have to. I mean, you can give them to whoever you want. But. No mom falls out. Just babies that shrink and burn.
Oh, well. At least we killed babies. So there won't be any more giant spiders to eat people.
Got two games with children dying by flames!
I know, I put that in just for you.
That's awesome.
But you aren't the one who burned them. I did. I enjoyed it.
I was trying! All right. The biggest ones were inadvertently just by, you know, the setting.
Yeah.
So, but still, that was...
Okay, I was going to go stealth and because I'm a bitch and want to screw over our stealth mage, I got a 32.
Wow.
You don't see me.
Stealth. To creep through the forest.
Okay, that is kind of bitchy. You two are like, but I'm the...
Like, he's like, I'm stealthy.
She go.
I'm going to leap on the wind, and then I'm...
And the druid's like going, yeah, she Whoa. Just snuck away. Looking straight at me, who's thinking he was sneaking.
Yeah, I'm sneaking off to scope out a path.
Okay. All right, so you guys head further through the forest.
Wait, okay, there's nothing left up there, right?
No.
Okay.
I mean, every once in a while, you know, some more baby spiders will pop.
Save them.
And it smells okay. Like
rosemary. Right, wait. Okay.
Delicious.
Hang on. Mage hand to go. Grab one of the spiders. Mm-hmm. Okay. In the bag.
Okay. You put it out, right? Okay. Now.
Oh, that looks like open up the bag.
Does somebody smell something burning? Oh, it's my bag of holding.
Okay.
Sorry. All right.
Okay, once again, sneaking.
Yes.
Because I'm still sure I'm the sneakiest.
Who's trained in nature?
I am.
Where did you go?
I bet the druid is trained
actually.
In nature.
No.
A hunch.
Everybody who's trained in nature, give me a nature check. The druid probably has the highest nature, so
I hope
it's going to be his check, and then you guys are going to, if you roll over a 10, you add a plus 2 to his.
But only if you're trained.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
This is to see if you get lost in the forest of doom.
Again, a 32. I rolled high. I rolled a 19.
I'm enjoying watching our Amazonian native guide.
The thing is, though, she's very big.
That's awesome.
So, Tracy, did you get any? What did you get? Above a 10?
17.
Okay.
So, 27.
Oh!
Maybe you should add a plus 2.
Okay, by the way, if anybody is around me when they're making perception checks, they get a plus 1 if I'm nearby.
Oh, cool.
If you're not an elf. I just noticed.
How will we know if you're nearby when you're hiding all the time?
Well, for the most part, I'll let you know if I'm
during
nearby.
During a short rest, okay. Everyone gets, if I'm around, gets a plus 2 to your, gets a plus 2 to your healing surges.
Nice!
Wow. Oh, which, by the way, Ben, you were wounded last time. So, between the combat, if you wanted to, you could spend a healing surge.
Which I will do, gladly. Okay.
You know something we don't have around the table, which we do need to get?
Healing?
No, not healing.
Benny's.
Ah.
Three of them.
Okay.
Oh. My name is.
We'll pick three out for you, Tracy.
I have some right here.
Sweet.
We'll put them in the mail and send them to us when you want to use them. So we can put them back in the bag. I'm going to start implementing that for the superhero game, too, just to be a dick.
That'd be nice.
Okay, so if they add to me, that's a 36.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys are around me, you get plus two to your awesomeness.
That works. Cool.
Sweet. That gives me an awesomeness of two.
I don't contribute to the party. So.
That's because you're a dick.
No, because we all owe him money.
That's right.
That's the only reason he's here.
You're not really sure, like, the reason behind the owing money, you're not sure.
But it's obviously correct.
But it's obviously correct. Your numbers are always correct. That's right. They've never been wrong.
Calculating.
Oh, God.
Especially, you know, the last time in this group, we got attacked by taxes.
Yes, we generally don't burn.
Well, you've upgraded your.
Although
your
we could start.
No.
The night is the day is young.
All right.
Hasn't really been our party style. But
we could make an exception
change for
just for Chris.
We
usually
try to save the children.
Like, oh well, normally we'd save you kids, but since Chris is here,
we're gonna boot him into the ravine. Sorry. Who gets them the farthest?
We got a good air on that one.
No wonder we all owe him money.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This dropkick.
All right.
Oh, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
Your presence down there.
Not even.
So, now, okay. There are quite a few dangerous places in the forest.
One of them is right here with us.
One of them would have been right here with you guys, but because of nature beast right now, you guys take the most peaceful, happy little path.
I don't trust the
You're pretty sure that, like, Elfin have come through and cleared this path for you. There's a couple bark benches and, you know, a little water fountain.
And all the trees.
And wait. Just let me know if there's a disc target.
Yeah. You know, there's some music.
It's a golf course over there.
Yes.
I can get
used to this walkway.
And you come
finally out, manicured lawn.
Come out into a very large clearing, and there in front of you, in all its walled glory, is the Penguin Hall.
Hey, where's our map?
He's got it.
You got it.
Oh,
okay.
And there are penguins
Someone's
all
excited.
Over the place.
Oh, man. Well, those things just don't look right.
And they're the Penguin Peeps. And Penguin Peeps are humanoid size. Somehow they hold their weapons. The soldiers have crossbows and swords, even though they have fins. They all wear hats.
That's versatility for you.
Yeah.
Top hats or.
Yeah, what kind of hats?
Christmas hats.
Cool.
Well, like the
fucked up penguins.
The penguins that are over there.
I'm not
and bow ties. though with the bow ties, they also have armor. They're all wearing armor.
I just swim with that.
They swim quite well, actually.
They're very carefully.
And who designed those?
What, the hats?
No, with the armor.
Oh, well, Santa probably. He's supposed to be really good.
And I gotta. Okay.
Santa can do anything.
There's also. You can tell the soldiers from the non-soldiers because the non-soldiers just are wearing their tuxes and have magic wands. They have, like, little ice crystals on the end. All happy.
Okay, do they have, like, duct taped to their fins or something?
That's the creepy thing. You're pretty sure if you stare at them long enough, there's kind of a little gap between where the body and the weapon.
I'm just going to sit
and your display is all
weird. And just stare at
like,
it.
They're just, their minds just take it. They're just like,
it's freaking me out, okay. Man.
Your display is like,
cannot compute.
Error. Occasionally, the windows
are upset.
Critical error.
Yeah. Some of the penguins, there's also penguin civilians, but whatever.
Okay, so gotta ask, who among us is actually a people person? Do we have any people? Nobody with the social skills?
Social
skills.
Do we have anybody with the social skills?
Usually default to Saxon because at least he's logical.
Okay, just checking because I don't.
Okay.
Penguins make it.
Now, the Penguin Hall, like I said, there is a wall, but the gates are open. And above the gate, someone has painted special today, this week, for the low price, and there's some money value, it doesn't really matter. Kraken biscuits, Kraken, and just like this whole list of food with everything starting with Kraken.
Ooh, I'm going.
And any of you who like seafood,
oh yeah,
you smell something is cooking. And every place is cooking Kraken.
Salivate.
There's lots of elf and males here. There's actually some orc Christmas orcs all buying. Things seem to be pretty friendly, pretty safe. And you guys walk on in. Merchants quacking at you in North speak, which you randomly all speak.
Cool.
Gee, I wonder where they got that Kraken.
not from the party that came through at all. Uh-uh. No.
And, yeah.
They didn't haul the Kraken out of the hole and drag all the way back to the village as a trophy.
This is big drag coming from that.
Okay, well, I'm getting like two orders. One to go, one for now.
All right. So you walk up to one of the little... Well, you can either go to a restaurant, or you can actually just go to one of the outside little places.
Oh, excuse me, I'm not waiting in line.
One of the mom and pop. You need to go in and talk to the elder,
Right, you go. Yeah, right, you take care of that.
I was going to follow one of the ones that wander around.
That's a hook!
Huh.
Bang.
Actually, you will find pieces of, well, let's see, how did they kill it last time? They mostly just stabbed it and shot it repeatedly, so you might find a couple of arrowheads.
Arrowheads?
Yeah, Andrew, you're running around, trying to follow
along,
trying to figure out how they're holding
stuff. I gathered that.
Ben, what are you doing?
I'm watching everyone else eat, and come across these arrowheads, and I'm
just don't collect my dog.
Wanting to eat it because of fear of arrowheads in my throat.
As you stand around... If you stand in one place too long, you are wearing a Christmas hat. And since you have horns, you have two Christmas hats.
How do they get in my
hat? I've got a Christmas hat, and since Saxon always has the little frosting of snow around him, it's now frosted with snow.
And
really, you should try these.
Tracy, same with you. If you stand there and eat...
I'm on to my third calamari taco at this point, so I probably have a Christmas hat on top of a Christmas hat.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep pace and get ahead of Draven.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the hot dog eating contest. Right. Apparently we're shoving calamari in our mouths. Can I get a pint of whatever?
Kraken juice.
Actually, it is Kraken blood.
Huh.
Okay, that's a little... Wait, dip.
They just brew it.
Ooh, that works.
Tastes kind of salty. It has some ale in it.
Ale? I'll try some of that.
Yep. I'll have some of that.
Okay.
Ooh, that's...
Does anyone have a mood die?
I do.
Yes.
Hold it for me to see if I like it.
You are... Oh, it's okay.
It's okay. Yeah, it's meh.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm loving it.
All right. So, there is a temple up on the hill. I'm not sure if there was a hill there before, but there is now. And there's a temple. It's a temple to the great god of the north and the sea. There's a penguin symbols with fighting and stuff on the outside. And you're pretty sure that's where the penguin elders would be, is in the penguin temple.
Well, let's go see the penguin elders. Get Marvin to go. Toss him the bag.
Okay. So.
Onward!
Onward!
Along with probably about half a dozen Christmas hats that I pick up along the way.
Okay. You guys head up, and you get to the temple, and you walk inside the temple. And, up ahead, there is a giant penguin statue, probably their god. There are sacrifices of kraken pieces in various jars all in front of it. There are
kraken.
There are priests everywhere, and of course, there's an elder sitting in a chair with a little symbol or a quest above his head, hanging out. Yeah.
I think we need to talk to that guy.
Yeah, we'll talk to him. See if he starts
talking. This Kraken is delicious.
It's scrumptious.
Have you tried some? I say to the owner.
Yeah. That's That's what we mostly eat now. Since the last group came in and killed the Kraken.
Well done.
So how can I help you folk? You are from outside. You have a golem. We have free Wi-Fi here, so you can just, you know. Minotaur, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
I'm old, but doing okay.
That's awesome.
He's got one of his wands.
I'm just gonna stare at him. He's gonna bend over completely in front of him. Look.
You've got an old man with a hat, and a young man with nipple clamps? What?
Whoa. I'm sorry, what?
he has nipple clamps.
Of exquisite pain.
Gross.
Oh. Say what?
I guess that he has nipple clamps of exquisite pain. And then...
They are awesome.
Besides the gimp.
Really, do penguins have nipples?
Apparently this one does.
This one has them specifically added.
He does not have the nipple clamps. You have the nipple clamps. You could ask him if he had nipples, but that might come
They're
up.
Part of your gimp suit.
That might be awkward.
That might be awkward. That could turn into a conversation that ends with one of you paying alimony. Yes. How can I help you folk?
Does Mineron still have both his hats on his horns?
He has lots.
Yes.
No.
He has hats on his
I'm gonna like mate chain one of them off.
Have I noticed this?
Oh, I'm going to snag the golem's silver Santa and ask the elder dude if he has seen anything like that.
Ding, ding, ding.
I found one.
Only not dented. Oh, well, give it back.
To the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Where?
There's some in the fishing hole. There's a whole bunch of them down there.
Cool.
This party came along, killed the Kraken, dragged it back, and left. Went to fight Yetis or something. So.
Sweet.
Fishing hole, you
said. Let's go to the fishing hole.
Oh, okay.
What?
See ya.
Why? You're going to add something, Exalted One.
Well,
he's like, we
only have Kraken because we don't have any fish.
So you need fish.
Well, actually, we just need the polar bears to go away.
Polar bears.
Obviously,
we could. I can go out and chat with them. It's
hate
cool.
Polar bears. Those coke-drinking sons of bitches.
Well, they're not one polar bear.
No, wait. I beg to differ. Okay, the coke-drinking polar bears are actually penguin-friendly.
No. They want you to think that.
Yeah, these particular polar bears don't have any coke. They're just there's
bag
a lot of them.
Looking.
They only
How
have pie frosting.
I only have Pepsi.
Well, last count, 2 or 3 dozen.
That could pose the issue.
So we haven't been able to go to the fishing hole because of the polar bears.
So we need to come up with something the polar bears want more than fish.
I might interject.
I could go talk to the polar bear.
Your penguin warriors with their swords and crossbows in hand. Why have they not gone after them?
Because they're penguins.
But they're
have
size.
You ever ran into a polar bear?
No. Maybe not.
Right.
Polar bears are our natural.
Have you tried negotiating with the polar bears, or do they just eat you on sight?
Well, we did send some individuals out to negotiate with crossbows, and that ended badly. Then we sent catapults, and that ended badly.
Uh-huh.
We tried magic, and that also ended badly.
Uh-huh.
We tried hockey pucks. That didn't work out well.
Uh-huh.
And
now you're going to try us.
We're going to send you guys out. So can you wear these fish necklaces? Yeah, that would be...
No! Oh, you said you needed fish. So
oh,
here
yeah,
you go.
That's right.
And I'll go have words with the polar bears, see if I can figure out what they want.
All right.
I bet they will.
Do you guys want to, sign over anything?
Nope.
If you are horribly murdered and donate to the...
That's an excellent idea, but no.
All right.
If I die, all of my stuff goes to the dog.
I believe our lawyers have already taken care of that previously.
We're like, yes.
off to...
I get 25%.
Off to have a parlay with the greatest land predator the world
has. All right, so you step
sounds
on
good to me.
The ice fields.
All right.
And your digital display pops up. And it's kind of like that old hockey game with the skinny guys and the fat guys and the medium-sized hockey players. Do you remember that game?
We played it a lot, vaguely.
Yeah. But there's like swarms of the little hockey players in various areas. In the middle of your display is what you assume to be a fishing pole. There's a little thing that goes, bang, water, bang.
That way.
Also in the background, you're downloading some updates.
Take a while. Okay, wait. No, we're going to a fishing hole, which is supposedly over frozen lake, which is capped with ice of unknown thickness, right? Okay, I'm not walking anywhere close to him.
Don't. It's wrong, Star.
Well,
and
also
just
the Minotaur
disc
is heavy.
Yeah.
Yes, but I haven't figured that out yet.
It's hard.
So, once again, I'm out. Wow. Yeah, I'm
gonna song for us while you walk on the ice.
If we started jumping,
Jeremy,
to cover more ground.
I noticed a major problem on my character sheet.
What is that?
You did not put down my bucket. Aww. I have a very nice bucket, and it is not in my equipment list.
You'll have to write down your bucket.
I'm just saying, it's not printed and pretty. Already got to screw up my character sheet. Damn.
Yeah, Tracy, when I printed her character sheet earlier today, I kind of forgot to add her stats.
Yeah, I was like, this doesn't look right. He's like, no, I'm sure it's okay. And then I was like, why is everything so low? And he's like, why don't you have any stats?
I blame
and
the polar bears.
I was
bears.
Like, you suck.
I blame the polar bears. Yeah. Right, anyway. Yeah, so Minotaur and Golem head off in the ice. You're not following behind him, so you're off on the
side. No, I'm off on the flank.
I'm
looking for polar bears.
I'm looking for polar bears, and I'm trying
polar bears.
Not to be in, like, the circle around direction. Those two, because I think that they're going to, like, fall through the ice.
Skinny one. You're following the druid.
Okay, so we got two and two and two, basically.
I'll also be pointing out locations of hockey players. Skinny, medium, 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 fat, skinny, skinny.
Let's all right. Start with the skinny players.
Medium.
Okay. All right, give me perception checks
to the pool.
Ew. No.
Yeah, yeah.
18?
12. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how I can best sneak out
on the plane of ice.
Out on the plane of ice. There's got to be a way.
22.
Just slide on your stomach.
13.
13.
18.
19. 19. Okay, if you got a 10 or higher.
Hey,
yes. You see the penguin bodies, some broken catapults, some chewed on hockey pucks, but you also see what appears to be
chewed on hockey pucks.
A large group of furry white bears, and each bear is about the size of, I don't know, my car. And they seem to all be kind of hovering around what you would assume is the penguin fishing hole. There's also a sign, a big old neon sign pointing down that says penguin fishing hole.
I think. I venture to guess.
My calculations are correct.
The polar bears, it's kind of, when you watch them, it's kind of like there's individual polar bears, but they kind of like will cross over and you can't quite make out numbers. It's really kind of odd. How close do you want to get to the polar bears?
I'm walking right up to them.
I'm watching this from a safe
distance.
This is
the experiment.
I'll go with them.
Okay.
Wasn't here for that. So
I'll walk.
Miss Claus is talking about the orcs doing some kind of experiments, like on weapons involving polar bears, and they escape.
Well, that might be. Mm-hmm. Might be it. You know.
Yeah.
So still gonna walk up and talk to.
Okay. Well, this is what I've heard so far. You're walking up there. Tracy's walking right behind you. Minotaur's following.
I'm gonna be right next to him.
You're gonna be right next to him.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
And I'm at the outer range where I don't have a negative from my bow.
You're at the end where
you... So, like, I'm, like, 20 squares away.
I'm her shadow.
I mean, you're like...
Pretty much.
Okay, so the polar bears seem to be doing something around the fishing hole, and you walk up, and what do you do?
Well, first I shape-shift into a bear.
Nice.
And then I'll nudge one to wake it up. I'm like, excuse me. Excuse me.
I try really hard to shapeshift into a bear.
Oh, I fall laughing.
Excuse me.
All right.
Pardon me. Excuse me.
Pardon me. Excuse me. All right.
Can't be sorry to bother you.
One of the bears kind of turns and stands up.
My, you're a big fella.
Looks down at you. You know, as he does that, the other ones do that. And all
hello.
Look down at you.
Hello. Pleasure to meet you. In Saxon and all.
None of them shake your hand.
It's a pleasure to meet you all.
They all seem to have this weird, like, chest piece. And in the middle, there's, like, this barcode thing with lights. Kind of, and it's beeping. And they're all just kind of staring at you.
Where is your alpha? Where is your leader?
Is your dog with you?
And just so you know, they do understand me. Natural animals will, so.
Those are robots.
I got your dog.
The control. Hmm? The job.
My dog's back with her.
Yeah, the dog's
like, I'm not like fucking around.
Oh, God, that's going to hurt my
retarded
head.
Stupid old bastard. I'm going to go that distracting.
The bear kind of looks at you and then goes, pah! And just slides you back. And then they all turn back around and go back doing whatever they were doing.
I believe he's been snubbed.
And you, Tracy, you keep trying to turn into a bear. And you two are still.
I'm going to walk up to the bear.
He's trying real hard.
I'm going to walk up to the
bear. He doesn't hurt himself.
So you're going to try to go past the bear.
Yep.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm watching this.
You're watching.
I'm walking back up.
You walk back up. Okay. You start to move into the circle of bears. And at that point, all the bears kind of stop. And they all look at you. I need initiative from everybody.
Somebody get kicked in the front of the
oh, wow. A mighty two, making it a 10.
Ooh.
I think my stunned silence will allow me to react late.
I will take one.
Sorry, the bear's warm.
But you still go off one before I do.
17.
Yeah, I'm lucky I got double
bears. That does not sound good.
Bear's one. If we were using miniatures, we would use the bear's
oh.
Nice.
Awesome. All right.
Nice.
I don't think bears should be in swarms.
I totally thought bears should be in swarms.
What is a group of bears?
A swarm.
Okay. This is a swarm of bears.
This is a swarm of really Christmas polar bears.
I don't know, bears are solitary, so I don't think there is a...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Versus bears. Yeah.
All right, Andrew, initiative.
25.
Ben.
18.
Ethan.
24.
Chris.
Last.
What is last?
10.
Robin.
17.
Pretty sure that's last.
Tracy.
16.
All right, you're right. So, Chris, you are last. But first is Andrew, who's in the middle of the swarm.
Hello, players.
What would you like to do?
Who's that one?
And just point out these things are now.
That's cool.
Do a lot of killing.
Hope they can bring you in the water.
Let's see here.
That would be a good thing.
Do let me know if I'm if anything attacking me does cold damage, would you please?
Okay.
I had one on here that.
Well, that's gonna help again.
But I
gotta get within 10. So how far away are we, Ingrid?
Within 10 would be 30 feet.
No, but she said we're at a certain range, and I'm with her, so I need to know how far out we are.
Like 20.
Yeah, it'd be 20.
So I've got to close to do most of my stuff. Okay.
Where did they go?
They just looked at it. Because I really
do you need help finding
them? Like that.
Yeah, it's one that knocks
people
back.
I like that. They call Ram.
No, I can't fight.
Okay, let me see.
Let me see.
Okay, Hell Fury now. Pressure strike. That's view shifting, Warforge, resolve, trigger, quickly. Blade sweep.
No.
I don't see one. I thought you did too. I know there's a bunch that you can use to shift yourself.
So I wouldn't do that. Let me see real quick. I think there's one that's something to do with unarmed stuff too.
Yeah, but your sword is the best thing. And the swarm does count as one critter, so keep that in mind.
Well, I'll just do the pressing strength then.
Okay.
Where I can shift two squares.
Alright.
And like apparently I attack two.
Yep.
And I put, oh, that's what it does. And that pushes it one square.
Okay.
So I wanna go and the one in front of me, I wanna smack it into the water.
Okay. Then roll the hit. Give you a little pie. What is it versus?
What?
What is it versus? It'll be like, it'll be at the top, it'll say either
one creature.
Okay. Right below that.
Like versus AC or versus reflex
or versus strength versus AC.
Okay. Yeah. So it's versus AC. Okay, good. Now you roll your
deep point. Attack, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And is it with the weapon?
Yep. And add that, whatever the attack is, that's from on that power. So it's plus 15, I believe.
34. So 19.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm going to go fuck yourself.
Okay. And damage-wise?
13. And it gets shifted a square backwards.
Okay.
And it says I can apparently move two squares.
Right. You can shift.
So can I smack it and then move away from it?
Yep.
So I'm not surrounded by it anymore?
Yeah, yep. That's what the shift does.
Sweet. That's what I'm doing.
I like those powers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just kind of in use of this.
No, like, no. It's fine. That's the whole thing. Point.
The fourth edition has really been set up to almost be a video game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it really has.
It's kind of different.
It's
taken me a while to get used to it.
We try to play it just how
it was like cleave and all that stuff. Like how it used to be, you could just keep doing it. Now it's
right.
One
it's a power
encounter.
Encounter. Okay. All right. And you are going to shift them back. Well, they are one baby critter.
Well, good. Have fun in the pool.
Well, yeah, they go into the water.
Bye.
And it's kind of a weird. It's a weird thing too because you have like all these bears, so you're like individual bears, and he hits one, and this swarm goes. And now the bears are wet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Have fun getting out while we stab you in the face.
All right, Ethan.
Now you have wet polar bears.
Uh huh. Well, I'll spend a move action to call the dog out this way so he'll start hitting this way.
Okay.
So the bears are now in the water, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I'll just storm spike them in the water.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, but that's super.
Lightning strikes the water.
Oh.
That's going to suck, man.
Okay.
23 versus reflex.
That will hit. A note for you guys, reflex is their lowest one.
That makes sense. Big lumbering bear.
But they are very, very tough on all the defenses, so just to give you a heads up.
It will be a whopping 10 points of damage.
Okay.
And unless they move next turn, they take 6 points of damage.
I hope they just flop around, personally.
All right.
And if the dog was out by her, dog's 20 spaces away, dog's now 12 spaces away, roughly. Mm-hmm. So
it will be question.
The answer is 3.
Is that lightning damage?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Does water, like, amplify that or anything?
Don't be around them.
Unless you're in a submarine.
A metal submarine.
Yeah. Okay. That's 24 on a 18. Then... the polar bear swarm has been knocked into the water. It just got lightning bolted.
And I'm still a bear, too.
And he's yeah, bear just lightning bolted him.
I'm a big black bear. Or no, brown bear. He's brown.
That's
bear.
Why they didn't.
They can't be knocked prone because they're in the water.
They're racist.
They're racist bears.
They can't be knocked prone because they're in the water. You're correct.
Okay.
they will just turn on their belly and then flip back over. Just. Yeah, I did see that. That is nice. It's kind of like reincarnation. Actually, the new clerics get that too. They get a raised head.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you need help, Ben, you can always ask too.
Alright.
I know.
Thunder damage, is it going to be okay?
Hmm? No.
Unless they're susceptible to thunder damage. You see, that's thunder damage. That's going to be psychic. That's going to be healing damage because you're taking life from them.
Does anybody have... Is anybody trained in Arcana?
Yes.
Okay, you two make an Arcana check.
20. 15.
What did you get, Tracy?
15.
All right. You're going to add a plus 2 to... good old Perrin over there.
Okay, so that'd be 22.
22.
Mm-hmm.
Well, strangely, you both have actually read a book about how to create Christmas polar bear swarms.
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. And you do know that they are actually created as cold creatures, so they're probably vulnerable.
So you have a lot of range stuff, which is fine.
Oh, yes!
The mage is like,
yeah, bitches!
Gotta close. So,
no!
Okay, that's what I'm doing.
We have fire arrows, but...
The power of your songblade.
Closest ally to the polar bears.
You might have to go diving.
For your songblade?
Yep.
Into the water.
Alright. Okay. Well, that's a minor action. So you can do other stuff in addition to that. Oh. You have a standard, a move, and a minor action. In the turn. So you can do this at any point in your action. But
I'll show them to you later.
The green ones you can do as many times as you want.
They're actually made of earth. And I don't think they can swim, so they don't need to breathe. So they just go.
That might be handy when they get out, hit them with
the ice, have a long walk on
back
bottom.
Yeah.
You just tie
Look at all your encounter stuff.
I think it was one of Robin's characters that couldn't swim either because of all the armor she was wearing. He was wearing.
Yeah, that was a...
Let's go ahead and do it. Yeah, Thunder's
Eric
calling.
Was like,
Thunder kid, yeah, he was wearing so much armor when they hit the
standard
water.
Action. And then you'd move
like,
if you need to.
I'm not even going to try to swim. I sank to the bottom and walked.
And held her breath, or held his breath.
All right, I'm going like, to use Thunder's calling.
Okay.
Is...
That's plus 11 to the attack, so would you roll 19?
Like
so it would be a 30 versus 42.
30 versus fortitude?
Holy crap.
Wow.
Well, their fortitude is a 25, but you hit.
You pooped him. All right. Hit. It does a D8 plus. Basically, it does this. It does D8 plus 7 damage, so.
Yeah.
13 points of damage. Now, have they gone in the water, and now is it, like, ice underneath?
No, it's where they're at. It's water. It's a fishing hole.
Okay, so basically, if they go up farther, they're farther in the water?
Actually, the swarm is big enough.
No, because he's sliding them three squares
now. Yeah, they go farther in the water.
Okay, then he slides them three squares further down into the water.
Okay.
Anybody within 10 squares of me can make a range attack. At least one ally can make a range attack against them.
And where you're at, she's out of range. Hey, Tracy, do you have any ranged weapons?
Nope.
Okay. You don't. I know you don't.
Summer.
So many.
Oh, well.
The range is out at range.
Is one of those Santa's cannons?
Yeah. And then... well, he could move before he does this.
Well, that's true. You could do that.
Move closer to her, so she's in range.
I'll do that.
Is it a free basic attack or just an attack?
It's a free... Where is that? Make a ranged basic attack against the target as a free action. Okay.
But we're 20 squares out.
You were also one.
Yeah, but he could move thing? First. He could be like, oop.
Yeah, but he's not going to be able to move 10.
Okay. Yeah,
because it's got to be within 10 and a half to move 10.
Okay, Robin.
If
Six. Until the end of his next
then we
turn,
be 14 out.
Robin, until the end of his next so turn, you have a plus 2 power bonus to attack rolls and all defenses.
He's not going to be able to move that far, though, Ethan. Hmm? He's not going to be able they're 20 out.
We're 20 out.
Even if he runs, that'd only be an 8.
Okay.
And he'd only be within 12 of me.
So that's we're not going to get the Benny off that, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, it's...
Still did the damage.
You could spend an action point.
That's true, you could.
Just move twice, spend an action point.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay. You burn off an action point.
Okay.
Now you're within range.
No, those are Benny's. Action points are different. You just have no action points left
right
now.
You don't even have to track him for this game. You just burn it off and you don't have one. So it's all good.
Basically, burning an action point gives you another standard action.
31.
Which you can trade down for a move or a minor or whatever.
Yeah, that will hit. Can be basic.
Yeah, 15 damage.
Nice. Okay. All right. So that was our bard sings and lightning bolts and.
The sound of dying.
Robin.
I'm sorry, you're the Tibetan throat thing.
Take my
roll
and six.
Okay.
I guess you didn't know that sound.
You got two tones coming out.
Like a didgeridoo.
It was to try to hit the glowy thing on their chest plate.
I've seen. I've seen some of those Tibetan throat people. Crazy.
Like that is true. This makes sense.
How does that sound even exist? Right.
Right.
And you're still
just coming out of that tiny man.
Yeah, I went to the edge of my normal range, and they moved back.
Either that, or they're putting it through their intestine.
They're huge.
It's traveling all through there.
I mean, it's
try to do that.
Beautiful to see, but it's like...
Yeah.
Either way, it's gross and I don't like it.
There you go. And it's coming out of a Minotaur! Makes it even
weirder. Ooh, it's pretty creepy.
18.
Or you just play
bagpipes. Okay, I love the living rod is saying the Minotaur is creepy. I enjoy that.
12. I got a 30 versus Harry C again. So.
Sometimes the normal in the normal game, the monsters die quick. Or at but least get smoked. Insulted so much they leave.
So do they actually like multiple attacks in this anymore?
Depending on the power, yeah. You have to get a power that grants you multiple attacks.
23 so points of damage.
Yeah, something about power is important.
I don't know if I like that.
It
takes some adjustment, yeah.
I really don't know if I like that.
But it is nice that everything is written down, so it's easy to do what you get to.
The essential stuff, they sort of go back to a bit more just sort of doing the basics style attack and you supplement stuff.
Yeah. As I say, I get used, right when I get used to one, they change and make a new one, and it upsets me. I don't like fear change. We fear change.
All right.
I went from second to shoot one of their metal things, so. And it shatters, and you're not sure what it has done. But you hit him.
Well, that's
okay. So did it shatter on all of them, or no, just the one? Okay. Okay, that's 17. Tracy, 16.
All right, I gesture real quick, and a wreath of flame springs up around all of them. Now, are they treated as a swarm? So it's just one attack roll to hit all of them.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. That's a critical miss. I'm going to spend a Benny.
Okay.
That is a 16 versus Fortitude, which is not enough either.
Nope.
So I'm going to spend another Benny.
Yeah. Wink.
Aw, I missed.
Oh, come on. Roll on the table. All right, 25 versus Fortitude.
That is their Fortitude, so yes.
All right, so they take... They take 5 points of fire damage, and they have an ongoing 5 save ends. And then I spend an action point, and a little glowing orange ball appears in my hand. I toss it up, and I hit it with my quarterstaff towards them, and a fireball explodes.
That's awesome.
And that's a 27 versus reflex.
Yeah.
Alright, then they take another... Holy shit!
They take another holy shit.
Another wow. Fire damage.
How much fire damage?
19 additional fire.
Sweet.
Wow.
So they're, nice. They're taking 24 fire damage and they're on fire.
That's a pissed off swarm of bears.
Mm-hmm. That just sucks.
And I use them, and I. Now I'll just wait. Hang on. Yeah, that's good.
Everything smells like burning hair now.
Not to us.
Well, there's been a lot of burning.
Oh my
I don't
god. They went from 71 to 27.
Yeah, keep burning them.
Boo
hoo. Hell. Alright, well, that sucked. Okay, so first they take 5 fire damage.
Yes, they do.
So basically, that's what happens. You come up, you puff out on us, and then we just wail on you. So just be careful who you mess with. This is a pretty tough neighborhood.
Hey, I tried talking to him. So. My job is done. So I was like, hey, we tried to do it the easy way.
They do have swim, so they move up 6. So they were 3 away.
I'm going to hit him right back in.
And they come out.
Oddly, still on fire.
Oddly, I'm still on fire. We'll get to that in a moment.
Oh. Have you got a minor action or a standard action?
Is what?
It is just a move. It's just part of the move. But their speed is 6.
Oh, okay.
And their normal speed's an 8.
And let's see. And
did they make their athletics check so they could swim?
Yes. They have swimming, so they don't need to.
So I'm still right there next to Ethan, so.
Hello!
Do they know who charred
him? There, he moved away, you're still there.
All I did was strike with lightning. Away,
yeah, so how
like
far?
2 whatever. Yeah.
Alright, they're going to use the Yuletide Roar.
It's a Yuletide!
And they're going to try to cause you two to flee. Actually, it doesn't flee, it just is
damage.
Okay, Ethan, does a, this is versus Will, 21 hit you?
No.
It's supposed to be a blue leather.
It doesn't.
Andrew, does a 28 hit your Will?
What? Yeah.
Okay. You're like, why? Anybody's Will.
I think so.
28. 28.
All right, you take 9 points of psychic and fear damage, okay. And you are dazed. Save ends. All that dazed means is, well, you're
you
can
take one action.
You can get one action until you save. Saving is easy to.
I want to use one action anyway. So.
I'm just going.
Basically, with saving throw at the end of your turn, you roll a d20. If you get a 10 or higher, you beat it.
It's more because the Yuletide bell.
How much did you say?
8
damage.
His heads up display is doing random music.
Let's see if he saves.
No, we're hearing the
ha-ha! He's no longer on fire.
The Windows is rebooting.
He rolled a 17 on his saving throw.
12.
Ah, that was 15 on a 10.
On a 10. Heading 7 squares closer, magic missile. Pop! 6 points. I'm done.
Ah!
And then, after we beat Whaled on this thing, Tim will jump out of the water and poke it with a stick and it'll die. Okay, that's how Tim rolls.
Okay, if I can.
Just goes, ha-ha, dives back in and runs off with the silver sentence.
Sucker.
Magic missile doesn't really work that way.
Okay, it's
silver sentence. Okay, so 6, pink.
That's fine.
And I close the distance.
Okay. All
right. So I'm right on the heels of the dog.
Right. We are back to the top with a 25.
Well,
kill him.
I'm going to skate on past him again and use that.
Okay, you're gonna have to use. Thing. You'll use your action point to move because you're dazed. So
okay,
you'll do that. Then you slide up to him.
Yep.
And now, what do you want to do?
Pressing today? Strike again. That's why I'm sliding.
That's like
okay.
And then punt him.
Oh wait, so you don't have to use an action point because it's part of the power.
Yeah.
Is that the one
it's
that
a
slides
standard,
you?
Yeah, it's a pressing strike. It's a standard action. So.
But does it cause you to slide?
No. I shift to squares.
Yeah, shift.
So you don't have to spend an action.
Okay, you don't have to spend
an action.
You're
skating
at
them.
That's fine. Just define it as my coolness is skating, but my action is this. All right, you're up there.
I'm going to smack him in the face and then keep on sliding.
Smack him.
Versus
what?
AC.
AC? No.
What?
Their AC is 28.
Oh, damn! That's
poopy.
They're thick.
You can spend a...
Spend a Benny and...
A Benny?
And re-roll.
You can just re-roll. Okay.
Why not?
Couldn't hurt. No. Do you want to spend another one?
Sure.
That would be a 32.
There you go.
And it
toss
does...
in some more fortune cookies.
I like fortune cookies.
I know.
16 damage and they slide a square back.
No, I want fortune cookies.
16, you said?
Yeah. Well, we've got plenty.
Hey, guess what? They're back in the water.
Don't worry about the stock market. Invest in family and make a shit.
That was 25. 24, Ethan. The swarm is back in the water.
Enjoy.
Oh, Andrew, make roll a d20. You want to get a 11 or higher.
No.
Okay. You're still dazed. And, you know, I'm not sure what time you guys have to leave, you two, but I would recommend, as it gets closer to that time, using your daily powers, because they have a lot of cool powers.
Uh-huh.
And it's fun to make things explode.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And sure. Really, you're not playing the character if you don't get a chance to, like, you know.
Right.
I'll start using the move. On just random things. But, oh, look, a penguin.
Spend a move action
to the ravine with you.
Let the dog move up again. Uh-huh. And so the dog's now moves another 8, so he's what, about 4 squares away. So fine. And then I'm going to smack the bears.
So you got to go in the water?
No, they got just in the water.
Oh, yeah. Just in the water, okay.
So. They only slid one, so.
And I need a 28, right?
AC, yeah. Versus AC.
Man. See if we actually get this.
I didn't know you had any attacks versus AC.
I do. Well, I do now.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
That's a 28 versus AC.
Yeah, it just has to hit the AC.
Right, so I spent 2 Bennies, by the way.
So Defender doesn't win anymore?
No.
No.
Either for monsters or for...
You guys.
Where are my... Let's see, and the bears are... Eh, they don't really care.
Once they're in the water, they love the water.
And they're not on fire. That's true, they were on fire, and the fire did
massive.
A lot to them.
Okay.
I'm just going to go crazy.
Basically, I suck life out of them. They take 29 points of damage, and you get to regain hit points as if you spent the healing surge.
How's that work?
Like, look at your healing surge amount, and you get that many.
Right here under hit points, see surge value. You gain that many hit points back, but you don't have to spend a healing surge to do it.
But it says surges per day is 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have... If you had to spend a healing surge...
So I get 20 hit points back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, okay. So if you're hurt, that's what you get.
Yes.
And so
it doesn't cost you healing surge to do it with this power.
Nice.
So the polar bears are at minus 13 now.
Well.
Even halved and everything.
I basically sucked their life out and gave it to you.
So the polar bear swarm...
We gave them the option of talking. They didn't know.
The polar bear swarm, which probably would have been cool if I put out the mat. But
you just want to use your little pink polar
bear. I just really want to use my pink polar bear. I'm not going to lie. And I'll probably use them again. I think the polar bear swarm is going to be in every one from here on out.
Well, I'm going to buy my awesome bucket and my awesome rope and start fishing.
The polar bears start sinking down.
All sad.
All sad and their little claws
open. Wait. Explode in gore!
Oh, crap. Okay. Can I see one of the contraptions in the water? If you want to go up there, you got your bucket up there.
I'm gonna use my...
Yeah,
I'm at the water's edge looking down at this point.
I want to use Mage Hands to pluck one of those and put it in my back.
Can I try to calculate distance to the...
Actually, look at it first.
Cool.
Okay,
but yeah.
You look at it, it's some sort of chess piece with some sort of glowing crystal thing in it, in the middle.
Okay, I look at the golem and I'm like, I am looking to see how he'd look with it on.
I don't think you should plug that on.
Back.
You get one of these...
I'm also gonna point stab one of the polar bears because that would make a damn fine coat.
Gotta keep it going. All right. Well, I'm looking into the water. Do I see anything down there?
So first it explodes. Mm-hmm. Okay. You guys are all looking. You're trying to figure out the depth. You're grabbing one. You're trying to fish out Silver Santas, though. There are no Silver Santas in the water. You have to look down. We'll get to that.
They're not in the water, but they're down.
They're in the water, but they're not, like, within reach. Yeah.
Well, that's why I said I was tying my rope.
Oh, okay. I see. I understand. I missed that part. And Tracy.
Yes.
You get a sugar plum.
Okay.
As a Silver Santa launches out of the gore and hits you on the head. Sugar plums, what they do is by eating a purple sugar plum, an individual gains the power of sugar high. A sugar high gives a character a +2 to all physical actions. This includes physical attack, damage, movement, strength, checks, etc. The bonus lasts until the encounter ends.
Nice.
I toss my sugar plum to the druid.
Okay.
I don't do anything physical.
And I do?
Yeah, right. It's like, just hold on.
You were a bear, sir.
That is true. I did smack the thing.
All right.
Who said they were?
All right,
who said polar bears are the most lethal predator?
Really? You're trying to figure out depth.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Minotaur doing?
Singing to himself.
Singing to yourself? What are you singing?
Well, let's see. I am the very model of a modern major general.
Yeah, exactly. Tracy, what are you doing?
I'm singing along with him. He's information, vegetable, animal, mineral.
That's fair. Alright. Those of you who are staring down, trying to figure out depth and so much, and what to do to get down there, I need perception checks from you, if you're doing that. That includes you, Andrew, because you're trying to figure out depth.
Woohoo! 33! No, dang it, 23.
30.
20. Ooh. 36.
So you guys all sitting there going, huh, I know exactly how far down it's going to be. And basically it comes to, you're going to have four movements to get to the bottom.
I can just jump in.
Right. But to get down and to get back up, it's like four down, four up.
Oof. Four
full moves.
Oh, four full moves. So.
For a normal person.
So that'd be 24 spaces roughly.
Okay, so times five, so...
You don't have to breathe? Oh, well, then he's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how are we going to get him back up?
I don't know.
It's 120, basically.
Well, rope climbing.
How many ropes? Things of rope do we have?
I have 50 feet of rope.
You should have each have 50 feet of rope.
I believe so.
Then tie three things of rope together?
Yeah.
24 spaces would be...
120.
120 feet, yeah.
Okay.
So that gives
us... So we got plenty of rope.
That gives us, like... 30 of leeway to hold it out here and wrap around him. Give him the bucket. He can put Silver Santas in it and carry his box.
That's right.
Up.
That's right. Bucket it up.
Okay.
I'll be right back.
I'm still a bear, so I mean, me and the Minotaur could probably heft you out.
Yeah.
There we go.
Summary. I'm 300 pounds, but in the water, it's going to be less. You know what I mean? Wouldn't be him.
Yeah, because you're buoyant.
Sounds like a plan. I'm proud of this plan. And
it works for me.
This plan, I'm proud to be part of.
Okay, see ya. I'll hold my nose and jump in.
All right. Is somebody going to tie a rope before he jumps in?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's just like...
It was said it was...
Okay. He goes... There's fish kind of moving by. And you're like... Your display's like...
Under the sea! Under the sea! Oh, yeah.
Crush that.
You see a little yellow submarine going by.
I'm going to stick my sword in the water. And so, yeah, music as he goes down.
Oh, thank you.
It's cheesy as...
Yeah, what is it playing?
Oh, come on, the yellow submarine.
Elevator.
It's got to play the yellow submarine.
John Tesh.
Oh, Jesus. John Tesh.
Okay.
Edward Rocks or whatever.
Andrew, give me a luck check.
I don't like
that. That's 3d6.
Life is
good. I'm going to check
this.
I'm going to have a sword.
I'm going to one day.
I got a better idea.
All right.
Okay, so, Andrew, you're going down, and first of all, you know, your filter is trying to figure out what this stuff is, and you're pretty sure it's Sprite.
Like the drink?
Yeah.
Tasty.
It's not water, it's Sprite.
Fizzy.
That's just kind of odd. You know, it bothers you a little
bit. This place is kind of odd.
But the thing that really, you hear John Tesh
something playing. And underwater, you know, it's
it's even worse.
That's why you feast on the blood of the innocent.
Well,
burn down the next orphanage you see.
You hear, and then in response you hear, no. You keep.
Oh shit.
Well, I already started.
And just before you get to the bottom, you see this big shape kind of swimming towards you. And this sperm whale.
Sounds like a Yeti farting contest.
Well, no, he stuck his the Minotaur stuck his singing sword underwater, and it was supposed to be John Tesh, but it's making this. And he got the golem has heard in response.
I'm trying to use my brain power to say, shut that goddamn thing off. But I don't know if it's getting that. You son of a bitch.
I'm
going to kill
my hair there, and I'm casting Loose Prey Silence on his sword. All right. I can silence an object.
You're like,
oh. And so this sperm whale kind of moves in and looks for somebody to mate with, and then looks her out.
Which you goes,
keep very still.
And it goes, I liked it when they lost you like that.
Oh no. And since there's no mating sound, it's sadly.
That's all you're gonna get from me is a shut.
A little tear as it then sees bear parts, and it goes. And then, like, all these other sperm whales come in, and they start. And you guys just see.
These are the most evil sperm whales.
You guys see him. He's disappeared, and then there's just blood.
Oh, God.
Well, don't worry. I don't have blood.
Yeah, it can't be him. I don't have blood.
Occasionally, chunks will spray out of the water, and, like, pieces. And actually, a piece of polar bear kind of hits nearby, and then this whale jumps out. And it goes back into the water.
And I go, it's such a beautiful natural thing.
Far! Those bad
this is the circle of life.
No, sperm whales go down and eat that.
Not the North Pole.
Well, there aren't any Kraken left, so I'm sure.
Polar bear will do it.
No, that Kraken would have fucked up.
All right, you reached the bottom, man. All right.
Sweet.
The only thing that saved us from cracking was the fact that we weren't on a boat.
I'll turn my eyes to search mode.
Search mode! Search mode activated!
Like flashlights.
Search mode is activated!
Sweet.
We got Deep Star 6 over there. Mm-hmm. Alright, Andrew.
There's a treasure chest.
Treasure!
It is closed.
Okay.
There's a sign above it that says Silver Santa's here.
Oh no.
I don't know if I trust that.
There's a big old lock.
Just put it all in the box.
There's a big lock on it.
Oh yeah.
I'll see if I can pick up the treasure chest.
You try to pick up the treasure chest.
There's two.
And it does not move. Yeah. But there is a key hanging off of a nice little key hanger thing next to it.
Well, that's how we can be.
It says, "Please use me."
Break in case of emergency.
Which one do you want?
I get it. Which one? What?
Which one do you want? Middle. When you open this.
Middle.
It's a sperm whale.
Damn it. Is that child locks?
It's child food cap.
It just says sperm. Safe.
All right. So you pop it open. Aaron, you're like, you know, all of the warning bells in your mind are like going through all the traps that could kill you. You know, the hammers, the, you know, the acid, hammers. the you know, rock quarry dwarves, the, you know.
There was a bear thing there.
You know, everything. And then it just opens up.
All right. Well,
and
just as I planned.
And that, at that point, your eyes go, safe!
safe, thank you.
Because, you know, your computer programming is only useful for plot.
No, I figure it's 100% accurate. According to my calculation.
And at that point, you open it up and you notice that there's a bunch of little silver sandals.
They go in the bucket. I didn't bring this bucket for nothing.
And you put it into the bucket.
Into the bucket.
Baby shit.
I got an A.
Okay, you guys still retain it? All right, just hold on to it. All right, so you guys are going to pull them up?
Yep.
All right. Give me a strength check. Both
don't
of you.
Fail, it's going to take like
Minotaur.
Even.
You know, we could have wrapped it around the
could have.
Minotaur's horns and acted as a pulley system to restrain.
Horse had that too. I'm probably assisting him.
D2.
Your strength is a little higher. So you got a what?
22.
So it'd be a 24.
All right. So it takes a while, but you pull him up. He has a bucket full of miniature little silver Santas. That as you stare at them, they turn into one silver Santa.
Woohoo!
Look, we got a silver Santa.
So we found three now.
Hooray!
Or two.
Three. Silver Santas.
Three.
All right. What's the plan?
Map. Where's the map?
Map. Well,
I think we need to return this to the orcs.
There were some orcs in town in the Penguin Hall. Tracy, no, are you still
with us? Go back to Penguin Hall. Tell them they can have their fish now.
Yeah, that's true. We should do that first.
Yeah, we should go back to Penguin Hall.
Yeah, let the penguins know.
And then we can.
And then we should head off to the orc.
Well, we can go to the Christmas Elfin Village, or we can go to the Fortress of the Christmas Orcs.
Well, that's
Fortress
good.
Of the Christmas Orcs is pretty much catty corner to where we are now, like all the way across the long way of the map.
But it's, the Christmas Village is just as far away.
Oh no, not the Christmas Village, the Christmas Elfin Village.
That's what I meant.
But we could skirt the ravine to go to there.
Do we want to skirt the ravine to go there? Well, I guess that would bypass the forest and the bridge.
Well.
Well, we never went over
the bridge.
Perhaps right. So. You should go over the bridge.
I think we should.
Let's do the bridge.
Maybe there's a Santa on the bridge.
Quite. Could be. I like the way you think.
Okay, so go tell the penguins they can have their pole back.
The penguins, and then we'll head for the bridge.
And then head to the bridge.
To the bridge.
Okay. Right. Return you make it to the penguins and eat more Kraken and go to the temple.
Got two orders for the...
And who is the spokesperson?
Me.
Oh, right. What do you tell the elder?
The elder penguin?
Yes.
That we have taken care of your polar bear problem. They were, of course, unnatural, horrible beasts that needed to be fixed, and we've done that. You now have your fishing hole. It is back. It is plentiful.
Big
send
fish.
Your people away. Big fish.
Very big fish.
And look out for
I know you might be getting a little sick of Kraken all the time.
No, not really.
Well, now you can have some variety. You can have Kraken with something else, like sperm whale.
Yes. Oh, I so suppose.
Okay. Big fish.
But yes, they have been dealt with, and the mess has been cleaned up as well. So you don't have to do anything!
Sweet.
You lazy bastards.
Lazy!
Exactly.
Lazy worked. Okay, so he gets you silver Santa. One.
I got an A.
Okay, let's hold on to that.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah, rewards are a lot of times a still Santa.
All right, so to the bridge!
All right.
To the bridge.
To the bridge. That's the best time to get ridiculous.
Make it so.
Make it show number one.
Your name is number two.
Head to the bridge.
You!
That's
right. Head to the bridge. And up ahead is a rickety wooden bridge. Cool.
I say across
and it crosses a ravine. That, according to the map, is 300 feet deep.
Cool.
I vote if anything's on the bridge, it gets in our way, we throw it into the ravine and keep moving.
So that would be the quick way of dealing with it.
That's my vote.
And there is a key at the middle of the bridge.
Ooh, how far away is the middle of the bridge?
And the middle of the bridge is, the whole bridge is about 20 squares.
So 100 feet.
100 feet. And the key is at halfway.
So it'd be 50 feet in.
So basically 10 squares in?
Yeah.
10 squares in. It is hanging off of the bottom of the bridge.
Okay, I got this. I attempt to stealthily, quietly sneak onto the bridge to get within five. Okay, they basically do magic hand and pluck the key from its holder.
Give me a stealth check.
Critical fail.
Oh!
Yeah, that's much better. That's 23!
23, okay, so in this case, you're not disappearing, you're just going quietly.
I'm just going quietly.
All right. And you start step out on the bridge.
Wait, wait. Can I use... Wait. Where is it? Got the... Hang on.
Where is it?
I saw it. Wait. Illusionary silence.
Let's try to tiptoe.
Oh, never mind. The bridge is not medium size or smaller. Okay, so, yeah, I'm trying... Okay, well, I'm going to get out within five, and then...
What is that?
All right. Magical hand goes out.
Wait.
Plucks the key.
I'll do a traveler's camouflage on my allies.
Okay.
Which gives a bonus to...
I now have leads.
Stealth checks while traveling.
Awesome.
Which is... I don't know what it is.
Bonus, you can just use it. It'll be all good.
Okay, so it gives you a bonus.
Also, normally, in the normal game, those are rituals. They normally take longer. We're not really worrying about it right now. But rituals are like things that anybody can do if they know them. Yeah. And you sit down and do like a check. But yeah, he's covered in leaves, and also he's a lot quieter now.
So basically, he would have done that. Wait, enhance me, and then I go.
Yeah, basically, okay. You create him a pair of your sandals.
Hilarious.
That's awesome.
And you hand them to him, and then wait. Yeah.
Okay.
Now you use mage hand.
Well, they're dope.
Wait. Maggie.
Remind them.
I'm gonna stab you now.
All right.
This is my love, cannot be contained.
My dog is about half that size, but acts just the way. Lucky Maggie would have so much fun together.
Yeah, as long as he's smaller than her, they
yes,
probably would.
Yes, he is. He is about half the size of Maggie.
She does not like nail dogs her size.
No, okay.
All right, so you grab the key.
So we pluck the key, and then stealth back. Okay, is there something that the key goes into?
What?
On the bridge.
Why did you come back?
Because I have the key.
I'll scan
the key
for?
Key.
There's no keyhole over here.
I didn't look for that before I left.
Hole.
Okay, look underneath the bridge. Is there anything that could see... Secrete? No, that's not the right word. That could secrete. Is there any?
You look under, and there's an alien going, I'm secreting.
Grizz.
No, there doesn't appear to be anything on this side of the bridge. There is a toll booth tower on the other side, though, which you now all just notice.
Okay.
The man charges, goes,
ah! I'm gonna run, take bounty loop.
Uh
huh. Nice.
Is that your utility power?
That is.
It should, I think
what
it's,
is it?
Yeah, I think it's utility power.
All right. Oh, that makes it even funnier. He has that power. He has a special power. Cool. The Minotaur runs and then jumps. And I don't know, what do you leave behind with your hooves as you fly through the air?
What I leave behind?
Yeah, like what comes off of your, you know, hooves? And your magical glitter.
Oh, dude. Sure. It looks like a roller coaster track.
I'll have like one is like flame track, but there's like ice. It's like
okay. You do that, and as you come down on this rickety bridge,
God, it explodes.
The bridge is like just shaking like crazy. Give me a.
That's why I came back. I got the key, okay, bound.
The key is out of his mind.
Yep. Yes, sir.
And, okay.
You go 15.
All right. You catch yourself. Now give me a luck check before you fall. Oh.
And that would be
3d6. You don't want to roll ones.
Unlike myself.
You want to roll sixes. You don't add it up, you just roll three. And tell me what. Okay.
Two sixes. Three sixes.
Three sixes, dude.
Wow.
Oh, damn.
Holy crap.
For a second, yeah. You're pretty sure that bridge is going to break. But then it passes.
Oh, shit. But then it decides to heal itself.
Yeah, yeah, you find the one place that is just perfect in resonance.
And you just land and ding. And
then run across. Even the Russian judge, Ken.
I meant to do all that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna...
Okay, the bridge must be safe.
I'm just gonna run across as fast as I can and try to... I don't know. Talk to the toll dude, since they only have a toll on one side.
Well, they're not used to people coming back. They get their money when we leave. They don't expect us to come back this way.
Okay. You can either give me athletics or acrobatics.
Which one's higher? Probably acrobatics.
They just have a little gate down. Acrobatics
is higher. Everybody's jumping. On the other side,
there's a booth.
No, on the other side, there's this giant tower. And there's going to be a little, you know, those police things that come down.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that's in the way.
Well, on the other side.
That was...
The only reason he bound is because he's crazy.
Okay, so, but he is still on the bridge, though?
He's not. He just hurled him.
He went all the way over across.
I got
he's on the other side, like, posing and...
I got a nice...
I want to go check.
I'm going to wait to see what happens to him on the other side and what the tollkeeper is.
All right. Well, she just goes... And, like, rolls and somersaults and...
backflips and stuff.
And she gets on the other side.
That's how you cross. You just go.
All right. Well, they've crossed. It must be fine. I'm going across.
Yes.
Okay. Give me either an athletics or acrobats, whichever is higher.
14 athletics.
All right. Well, you don't bound across, but when the thing starts swaying, you're able to catch yourself.
So it's one of those earthquake bridges.
Yeah. You skirt around where the Minotaur said it was safe. And it's definitely not safe. But you get around it.
Okay,
you're on the other side.
The tollkeeper has not come out yet.
No.
Oh, screw this. I'm going.
Athletics or acrobatics?
30 acrobatics.
Yeah, you're like walking on the rope and doing tricks. And
I'm going up on the handrails and, you know, and doing a grind.
Yeah, doing. No.
And I look dang impressive.
And now you're across. That leaves Ethan and you.
And Ethan's dog.
And Ethan thought it would be. The dog goes, Okay, he's not heavy enough to.
Well, that's funny, if we only get charged by going that way.
Since Ethan's not here, I'll pick him and his dog up and run across. Says he can't defend himself.
All right, that's fair.
I got a 20 athlete.
All right, now give me a luck check.
Nah, that's awesome.
You're also holding a long run.
Plus one.
All right. Well, you get to the point where he got to, and you're like, oh, grabbing on rope, pulling yourself across. And at that point, the druid wakes up. And because the druid wakes up, you put your foot through the bottom.
Oh, that's what you did.
It's all your
fault. You randomly took a nap, and he just grabbed you and ran across the bridge.
Right. And your dog, too. Don't worry.
Okay, the Minotaur...
As long as you got the dog.
The Minotaur leapt across the bridge.
As soon as he saw him getting close, the dog went back. And
she somersaulted across the bridge.
Dog will be fine. It doesn't matter.
Okay, Tracy ambled across the bridge. Okay.
Ambled. Nice.
I basically did a 9.5 gymnastics full routine across the bridge.
And I'm an old man, so I have to take a nap.
And
so I picked you up and ran across.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And you're good to your health.
So Bulwark basically grabbed the two of you and... Yeah. It's crossing when you wake up and throw off his mojo.
All right. Now,
why'd you do that?
To catch yourself, Andrew, I just need an athletics check.
You just need an athletics
check. At a minus four.
I actually have a crucial advice.
Uh-huh. Don't do that.
I am trained in athletics, so I can give you a plus four, which would bring you up to a 17.
Nice.
You roll a four.
You do not.
Sorry, I'm just purely off athletics.
So you don't plummet to your death. You pull yourself up, and you're like,
you mean
push the old man in front of
you. You mean Ardis.
Well, yeah, but he would get a separate check.
Yeah, he
would
just
be scared off, so it doesn't. The dog would be like, I'm not going to respawn. I'm going to be up here. You respawn. I'm not respawning. I like people. That hurts. But you're fine.
So basically that's what happened. I almost fell through a hole, and she goes, don't do that!
Don't do what he just did.
Don't fall through the bridge!
Right. You are across the way.
Hooray!
There is a little toll booth, that little stick that comes across the road, painted like a freaking
red and white, like a candy
red and white, like a candy cane.
Of course,
did you get the key?
The toll booth, though, the actual booth itself,
I basically went over
is this giant, tall tower. It has a door with a keyhole in it.
Hey.
Oh.
There you go.
Keyhole.
Hey, bro, it's the key.
Okay. I will attempt to scale to get up there.
Well, you don't have to scale to get up. The door is actually right in front of you.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Quite.
Yep, yep.
Just do it.
Ow! Spider. Key.
It's not dead.
The spider's dead.
That wasn't.
Not anymore.
We can fix that. Open the bag.
All right. You click the door. Which one do you want?
Ooh, the one all the way on the left.
So, my right. Since you didn't check for traps.
Oh.
Why would you do that, though? I mean, really. I didn't know. So
being a rogue.
Traps are on traps.
But you're safe.
Woo!
Hi, Maggie.
That would have been a good class thing to do.
Yeah.
Back of my mind goes,
as soon as you put the key in, you're like, wait. Something clicked. Wait.
Nobody tell you not to.
Oh, okay, we're fine. We're not dead. All right.
Sorry, I'm not trained in.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody is.
Hi, man.
Door opens up.
Okay.
And there's a room. Dusty, dirty castle room, about the size of this, but all stone. And there's a staircase that goes up, and there's a trapdoor on the ground, and that's all.
I shout out, hello!
I was about to say, I've got this.
Hello.
Too late.
All right, I will stealthily head over to the trapdoor and
kick it.
See? and see if it is trapped or locked.
Wait, that's what I would have done.
Okay, checking for traps first on the trap door. Okay.
Give me a thievery. Okay. Actually, no, thievery is to get rid of it. Give me a perception check.
Okay, 19.
Okay. The trap door seems fine.
Okay.
The floor, there's something wrong with the floor.
Okay, don't come in here.
You don't think it's...
Let's come in here!
You don't think it's a... As you stare at it, you realize that the floor is trapped to cause noise.
Which has already been done by our...
Right, but...
Okay.
As you get ready to kind of... You scan the whole thing, you start to walk out, and you're like, whatever this floor is, however this floor is created, it's going to make a lot of noise.
Okay. The floor will announce our arrival.
Cool.
It's a floor bell!
Okay. Is the trapdoor locked?
Yes.
I attempt to pick the lock.
Okay.
That's a thievery check, correct?
Right, but you are going to have to get his cross there. The perception check I'm allowing you to make is to go across to the trapdoor.
Oh, okay.
So I'm kind of stopping you because you start to go and you're like, oh, wait.
Okay, let's see if you're okay. All right.
Everything I would do.
So, okay, so the floor is set to set off an alarm warning the inhabitants that the door has been opened.
That's what it appears, though.
Okay, and it's more than medium size, so I can't silence the floor.
You can't silence the floor, no.
Can I silence the floor an individual board at a time and only step on one board at a time? And basically single step my way to the trap door using an at-will power?
No.
Okay.
Could just run in there real fast.
Damn it.
Make a whole bunch of noise, kick in the door. Surprise them. Okay. Don't expect it.
Okay. Bulwark. Think you can toss me so I will land on that door?
I could try.
Okay.
Do it.
Okay.
I'll calculate.
Well, I'm assuming.
Calculating.
I'm assuming that the floor is trapped, but the trap door itself is
What's
not.
Happening?
So I'm going to land on the trap door. That's important.
Tactical math.
Okay.
Okay. By using my great math skills.
Okay.
I will plot the trajectory.
Knock him off of that wall. Get over there. You are immediately land there.
Okay. So this is what's going to happen. Off the wall. Off the wall.
Huh?
Nothing but trap. Yeah.
Give me a strength check.
All right.
Now remember, I am trained in acrobatics.
You're going to have to give one in a second.
Yeah, probably.
Because he's got a...
Poo!
Ten.
Poo.
It doesn't quite go the way you want it.
All right.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Okay, give me on three.
It's like, one, two, poo! Wait, what, on three or three?
One, two, three, and go, or on three?
Yeah, okay, that's critical failure, so no way in hell. Okay, that's much better. Okay, that would be a 32.
Okay, so he wants to knock you off of that wall. Okay? And he's like,
hoo, hoo. He's like, hey, this way! Hello!
And so you start, you go, and you kick off the wall and do a somersault.
That's exactly what I thought.
And on the trapdoor.
And I stick it.
You're welcome.
Okay, now the trapdoor is locked.
Oh, of a 9.5.
Okay.
It is locked.
Okay, I will attempt to... I will pull out my thieves' tools. And I will attempt to unlock the trapdoor.
Actually, you may even have a plus two to... Is there something under your perception? Look under your perception. One of you has a trap.
I think that's me.
It's on the front page.
Yeah, trap sense. Plus two to all defenses against traps. Plus two to find traps.
Remember that when you do your perception check.
Okay. So, yeah, by the way, I asked him for a lift. He tried to shot put me over a ping pong ball or a billiard ball.
Exactly. Wait, oh, that was off, by the way. My pen.
Oh, I'm in the metric system.
That's what it is.
Okay, that would be a 30.
You're like, pick.
31.
Pick.
Okay, lock in the back.
So what are we doing?
I am opening the... since I made it safely to the trap door.
The
floor is trapped, so if anybody steps on it, it's going to alert our presence. Okay, so I asked him for a lift so that I could land on the trap door, and he tried to power assist me to the trap door.
Using a wall.
He mostly did.
What else would you do?
I know.
But I should have just asked him to stand still climbed on top of him and left myself.
Probably.
Okay.
Minotaur could have thrown you too.
But that wouldn't be any fun.
Or would it?
He has the power for his trap
door. He just bells off.
Taking something between his
doors. All right,
you unlocked it.
I unlocked the trap door. Okay.
Now, where are you going to stand when you pull up the trap door?
Okay, it's got to have some sort of a fulcrum point.
Complex.
Okay, so basically, if the trap door is here, I got to stand with my tippy toes on this side while I... slowly open the door that way.
How messed up would it be to just walk over behind him? So what's...
Do you need some help, man?
Okay. So, I'm still a reminder from Deadlands. I'm picking a lock, and somebody basically pulls out a gun and goes, I got it.
Oh, wait!
Okay, so I open the trapdoor.
Okay, so this is the scene. He starts opening the trapdoor. The rest of you, in kind of a quasi-stun state, you see this ogre.
Wait, what? Oh,
God. With these little wings, these little fairy wings, wearing a tutu.
Oh, my
God. And it's like, it's floating down. He has a little wand.
Oh, crap.
He's spinning it. Little sparkles. And he's hovering right above. And here it goes up.
Because I don't notice any of this because I'm pulling over the trapdoor and get a smile.
Tell him about that.
And you open it up and
I'm thinking no.
There's like foodstuffs down there. You know,
like, barrels you see what I'm saying?
And,
nope.
And
probably should just
crates, and there's a little staircase.
Okay.
And at that point you get a tap 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 on the shoulder.
Shit.
And you look back and this big old ogre face. One tooth, no. Boogers, wearing a tiara. Just go.
Daily teleport.
How many initiatives?
Wow.
Your move action will be the teleport.
So. Yes, but he's definitely going before I am. Yeah, I am going up on 20, 15.
What a stupid waste of a natural 20. I go on 36.
I'm still trans. I rolled a 1, but I still go on a 17.
Yeah.
I'm transfixed by the whole. That's just not right.
It's wearing a tutu. It has a little pink underwear.
And it's not wearing underwear.
Oh, no, he is. That's
oh,
the
no.
That's
the thing. From here.
Bloomers?
So that under, it's a G-string.
That's a G-string.
And it disappears.
Right. Oh, dude, that's just
wrong.
Okay, Ben.
I'm glad from my angle, nice. I can't see that.
I don't judge, but damn, that's wrong.
All right, and even the dog's like,
so I'm here holding the trapdoor.
Ethan, you got a what?
I got a 17.
17. Chris?
15.
Okay. You know, surprisingly, you go faster than the fairy, sugar plum fairy ogre. Tracy?
13.
Everybody goes faster than the ogre.
Woohoo!
Alright, but at the top, so the ogre smiles and roars at him, and you obviously react, and you go on a 36.
Should not have startled me.
Oh, by the way, the sugar plum fairy ogres speak Fae, the sparkle dialect. Not normal Fae. Just, you know, that's really important.
Did you say sparkle?
Sparkle dialect, yeah.
I am not getting bedazzled.
Yeah, you're pretty sure if he hits you with that wand, it's not going to be dazzling.
That's why I'm getting back at a dodge.
I'm just going to try this twin strike him.
Okay.
If you ever rewatch Twilight, make sure you watch it with Rift Tracks.
With what?
Rift Tracks.
Oh. We won't.
I watched vampires suck. That's as close as I want to get.
Watch that.
That was that. Awesome.
Oh, the first one is going to be a 20 versus AC.
That hits.
Oh, okay. Then the second one definitely hits.
I mean, he is an ogre.
That's hovering above me.
Yeah.
That's just wrong, and I'm sure he's got halitosis.
I think his bad breath is the least of your concerns. Even regarding the odors coming from him. At least it's not a girl.
It's male.
Wow, I really did not need to go there.
You haven't run into my female ogre.
Yeah,
someday you might.
It is a fairy.
It is a fairy, though.
That's true. It screams, and then I scream, and then I do arrows.
You're describing the female ogre. She's used the term creamed corn before.
Creamed corn.
Listening.
You are vile.
Yeah, I've had a couple
the next time you have a female ogre, we have to invite Chris over.
We may have just a whole ogre fest.
If I didn't, my brother would lose respect for me.
Yeah,
trick.
I think we have.
Yeah, that female ogre. I mean, that was like opus. Right. It was so gross.
I believe that's what got you to say, "How do you sleep at night?"
Like, how do you sleep at night?
Well, you get when
this kind of thing doesn't really affect me, but I was
when you
like,
guys want to do it again, we'll try another one.
Okay, so two arrows, thumb,
right.
Thud. You're
gonna
lose the
fire. Ben and Andrew have to go.
Okay.
That's okay. Well, you can continue.
Cool. Okay. I gotta go in about an hour and a half.
So,
what time is it?
Four.
So,
and I'm on about the same schedule as Ethan, so.
And I got an hour, so. Okay.
Alright. Alright, so two arrows hits the ogre. It's not liking that too much.
Continue, man.
Me too, man.
Yes, we
can. That was
do
good
it again.
To see you guys.
Yeah, okay. We hope that we can do it again sooner than later.
Mm hmm.
I hope too.
Like I said, for me, Sundays are good, so. Okay.
Yeah, we go back and forth to get super arrows, but now we're not doing the other ones, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we still need to do a couple one-shots anyway from other things. So.
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, if you even get, like, a...
Well,
like
I'm
a semi...
Do,
you know what I mean? Like, semi-regular one again.
Well, the thing is, if this one works out well, just as amusing, we might just do this once in a while. Whoever wants to jump in with these characters and whatever. Okay. All right, so
yeah.
Two arrows. Yeah, go ahead, Tracy.
That's my turn already?
Right? No. I thought you said something.
Oh, I just said I'd be down for that.
Oh, cool.
We're doing this on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Any adventures would be pretty random.
That's good work.
See you guys.
See you guys later. Make sure Dash doesn't go out behind you. But beyond that, you guys drive safely.
Yep, thank
you. All right, so that was 36.
Now maybe he can actually see some others.
Hi!
But as far as the cords is correct.
I'm tired now.
Alright.
You did not start a wave.
36. And now we're down to 17. Ethan.
Ingrid goes and everybody stands around for a while like, And then everybody else starts attacking too.
No. That's not cool at all.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I'll just storm spike him again.
You like storm spike?
It's my only ranged attack now.
Oh.
24 well, versus reflex.
Ow! That will hit me. Why do you hit so hard?
9 whole points of damage.
Oh, that's not
screw that noise.
I could do that, but no. Okay.
Oh, I could have just done that.
Oh, well. Yeah, sadly, Andrew and Ben didn't get to their dailies. That's why I was hoping they'd use them earlier. They have some really fun
He was like, let me see.
It'll be fine. Alright, so Ethan, you storm spike him.
Uh-huh.
And he's thinking.
Just let me know when it's Ben's turn.
Well, Ben would have gone.
Okay, Ben will hit it with one of his dailies. Let's see.
At least use that up.
Uh-huh, yeah. Exactly.
But I do at least
want to
see their dailies.
Exactly.
Well, Andrew's daily is stupid crazy.
Alright, well, he'll do Echoing Roar.
Sweet. I don't know what that does, but let's see.
20 versus fortitude?
His fortitude is a 21, but we'll say it hits.
Okay.
22 versus fortitude?
Yeah, 22.
Okay, target is affected by, first damage. 7.
Though Andrew's none of his are ranged.
16 points of damage. And the target is affected by an echoing roar. Save ends. While affected by the roar, the target takes 5 ongoing thunder damage and cannot become hidden or benefit from concealment or cover.
So basically, the ogre roars, and then Ben's minotaur goes, oh yeah?
So 5 save ends?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
So its ears are ringing. Alright, that's fine.
You want him to burn it, because we got an action point at the end of last month. He'll burn his action point use next month.
Okay.
That's a 31, natural 20 versus will. Yes, which would be 12, 19 points of damage. Let's see. Yeah, 19, and the target is slowed, save ends, and slides. Okay, and he can slide him 3 squares. So he's, well,
So I get slid onto the floor.
You want to do that?
Do you want to be moved?
I was planning on teleporting away from him, so you moving me is great.
Okay, so move him 3 back towards the door.
All right.
What does the floor do?
It starts to ring.
Okay.
And what kind of attack is that? Is it melee, range, natural, or magic?
All of these?
Just the first one, or the one that critted. I'm sorry.
The one that critted is area burst 1 within 10, so it's ranged cold damage. It's Tune of Ice and Wind.
Nice.
I guess magic.
Yeah, arcane. Sorry. Okay.
That's fine.
Both of them are arcane.
Okay. I gotta dig up the right one.
And then I think Minron goes, ha and poofs into a cloud of potpourri.
Yes. You'll do so. That works.
Until I just divvy up his
Birds start singing Rick Astley.
Okay, so our two big brutes over there are now gone. Because they're bored with the whole thing.
Well, Andrew goes on a 20. He goes before Ben.
Oh, he will courteously wait for Ben.
Okay.
Actually,
the crit damage, the magic crit damage, was a power surge, so it does triple damage.
Okay.
Oh!
So that was... Did I say 19 damage, something like that? So 57?
He just vaporized the ogre.
Saving me. So it's like, meep! Pow!
The ogre my character's standing there getting ready to cast something. He goes...
So it screams at us. I go, ah! And fire 2 arrows. And then
the Minotaur just...
on the screen. And vaporizes it.
Nice of them to give me all their stuff. Which I will pass around. Dutifully.
I look down there for a towel to wipe myself off.
All there is now is this kind of flying body.
You should take Andrew's silver stain.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just falls to the ground and splatters.
Oh, I get on. Okay, I get splatters. I get on the opposite side of the open trap door as to not be covered in ichor. And then I head down the stairs to see if there's anything actually pleasant to eat down there.
Is it covered in?
Well, that's why I blocked the door. Because he's over on this side, so I flipped over to that side to protect it. To protect myself, and then I'm shooting down.
Well, rolling over to you, Ethan, is a silver stamp. Coming from the body.
I'm going to pass that around her.
Yeah. I'm just doing random money, by the way.
That's fine.
That's fair, really. I'm not hurt that I'm not accumulating anything.
It's a C.
Yeah, it's all the same thing.
So, yeah, so I basically... All right. Is there anything palatable?
You go down the stairs. Now, there is a ringing. You get down there and you're like, hey, there's lots and lots of candy and plum stuff and more sugar. And it looks like it's all edible. You guys upstairs, though, that ringing's still going. And through the ringing, you can hear footsteps. It's metal on stone.
Ooh.
And this figure, this knight in full black plate,
so much fortuitous,
with flames covering his body, holding a flaming candy cane and a sugar flame javelin, he's on his back. Little fairy wings. Comes walking down the stairs and claps and the ringing stops.
So I are clap. You the tollkeeper?
I am Lord Hershey, and this is my castle.
So you aren't the tollkeeper?
No.
I'll be sorry.
Sorry.
I must kill you all!
Why?
You are trying to resurrect my foe.
Excuse me.
Bye-bye.
Why?
Because you are trying to resurrect my foe!
Who's your foe?
Why is he your foe? Have you ever tried talking to him?
No. He kind of hit me with his hammer.
Meanwhile, I'm...
Do you need some mediators?
I'm rifling the stuff downstairs.
Oh, we'd love to be mediators in this.
Do you know where the tollkeeper is?
Oh, yeah, he's upstairs. I was stabbing him with my candy cane.
So I guess that makes you the new tollkeeper.
No, I'm just taking this over.
Okay. So there's no toll? Excellent. Well, we it's been a pleasure.
Give me the silver sandals!
What silver sandals?
I can sense them on you. I am Lord Jose.
Oh, you mean these silver sandals.
Right.
Not going to happen. But you have yourself a Merry Christmas.
You cannot leave!
This guy is really
hungry. Has he come down the stairs yet?
He's still on.
Okay, well, I'm not coming out of the trap door until he comes down the stairs. So I'm still down there.
I'll step backwards through the door.
We both just step backwards through the door.
That's inconvenient. You know, you have some stupid and it's kind of empty threats. Do you want to try something else?
Yeah.
Please go back upstairs.
Give me a second here.
You want to start over?
Right. Let's start over.
Okay. Step back in.
I'm gonna go up. I'm gonna go up. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Actually, I'm gonna climb up the ladder and I'm gonna acrobatically leap over so he doesn't hear.
Okay. Give me acrobatic check. He goes upstairs.
Oh, nice. Same five. It's like, no.
Oh, God.
I rolled a four. Okay, I'll have to keep my six. 5, 5, 4, 6. Okay, we're going to go with a 19.
Okay, you have your better cross.
It's like, no, it's not going to
do it. He goes
it's
upstairs, okay. And what do you guys do?
Well, I step back through the door onto the floor.
Chunk. Okay.
Because we're starting over.
But when I come back, by the way, I'm like, can
you jump over it?
I will take again. Candy.
And Saxon just steps back in and it rings. And again, the aura of cold and shock.
And then I turn and leave. And I shut the door behind me.
Hey. This doesn't work out well.
So,
if we don't think this is over Santa, we should go.
Orc Village?
Yeah.
Orc
village. Ooh, look. Could you be?
Ooh.
Let's go to the orc village.
Yeah. And at that point, the side of the tower just burst out. And he's like, on fire. You cannot escape me. I am Lord Hoshi. Make a fool of me, will you?
Ooh, I'm enjoying
it.
Yes, actually, I do like I'm enjoying it.
Then give me initiative. Oh, I fed him. Oh, I finally. Yay! 26!
I don't think I have any.
But I needed somebody to go front so I can get combat advantage, dang it.
Another one. So we're both on 17. Yeah.
Andrew is on 16.
So, wait, everybody else is like going real low for them, and I'm actually going first?
Mm-hmm. Well, possibly.
Tracy?
He might be going first.
21?
Yes. You're going first.
Okay.
Unless Lord Hershey is.
Unless Lord Hershey, because okay. I think he should get a penalty considering he's jamming his face full of his own candy.
He's Lord Hershey. I think he can get away with it.
What did Andrew get?
16.
16. Tracy? 21?
Yep, 21.
Robin?
17.
Chris?
26!
Ethan?
17.
And Lord Hershey, what did you get? You got a 28. Excuse me. Let's see. Big baddie, what do you want to do? You want to...
He goes first?
Yes, he does.
Oof. Okay.
He rolled a 17.
Nice.
So, he is going to... By attack until Christian. Yeah,
excuse me.
He is going to teleport down to the ground.
He wasn't on the ground?
Nope. He came through the wall.
Okay.
He can fly. And then he's going to two squares away, he's going to attempt to take out the big guy first.
Which would be
the golem. Okay. Minotaur left, so he's close.
In the potpourri.
Right. So the sugar flame javelin whips out, and he gets a 25 versus AC.
Ooh. I'll hit.
And it's going to be a lot of damage. It's going to be... 24 fire damage.
Ah!
And then he's going to use his action point. And he's going to then stab... somebody. There's four of you, so he'll stab somebody random. He'll stab Robin.
As soon as he gets adjacent to me, I activate Weave Through the Fray and move 4 squares away from him.
Ha ha!
If it was so, just 2 squares, he would still be.
He's on the ground now, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And he just used it. But he already moved, so he can't do that. Yep. Okay. He's done.
Okay. All right. Because because I want to have fun with my.
All right. What? 26. Chris. All right.
I'm going to use my daily. Okay, which is my spinning blade leap. Okay, which basically means I get to shift my speed, whack him, and then shift my speed away.
Okay. I think you get combat advantage on that one, don't you?
It does not say I get combat advantage, okay. There's nobody next to... Is there anybody next to him to grant combat?
Yes. You hit the...
He can hit 2 away, though.
Oh, okay.
So there's nobody, so I'm not going to get combat advantage.
Not yet.
So I'm basically going to zip in, smack, and then zip out.
See, I thought that one did that, but I guess not.
And I'm going to hit armor class 22.
It clings off of its plate mail.
Okay, I'll use my Elvish Accuracy to reroll an attack. Nope. So I clunk, 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 clunk.
And you
and away. Shift away.
You're like, oh, go.
Okay. It was worth a shot.
That was 26. 21, Tracy, big flaming knight.
I point at the big flaming knight with my staff. And the spectral form of a ram's head comes out and smacks him in the chest.
Yeah, hey, nice. Roll high. What is it versus?
26 versus fortitude.
Oh!
That is his fortitude. Lucky.
Yeah.
That's going to leave a mark.
Let's see, that is 12 points of damage, and he is pushed back 3 squares and knocked prone.
Okay, so he's pushed off the cliff.
Yes.
Awesome, so I distracted him so you can nail him.
And then I use my action point.
Uh-huh.
And I grab a little red glowing bead, and I toss it at him.
Okay.
And it becomes an anchor.
And he gets shrouded in fire. That's a 23 versus reflex. And he's prone.
And he's prone, so that's, yeah, that his reflex is a 25, so it's a minus 2, yeah.
Wow.
And he takes another, let's see, 13 points of fire damage.
Okay.
And do I have anything else that is a move or a minor action? I don't think, oh, wait, I do. This is going to be good. Oh, prestidigitation is a minor action, or a standard action. That sucks. I was going to make him smell like poo.
All right, well.
I'm done.
That was 21 on a 17. Robin and Ethan. I'm assuming Robin's initiative is higher.
Well, our initiative is the same.
Or, not initiative, your dex.
Well, what is his AC? What am I aiming for?
Gotta get a 25 or higher.
Ooh.
Although he is still prone right now.
Yeah, he's prone in air.
Which is kind of awesome to see.
Yeah, he has hover, so really he just hangs out.
Right. So he's not really prone.
Well, he is. Well, he's just not falling to his death. Let me put it that way.
Because he's hovering. Okay, they got knocked off the cliff. Okay.
Right.
Well, I rolled an 11. That is exactly 25.
Woohoo!
Okay, that hits. Yeah, because he's still awake, so his teleportation and his hovering and everything is still off. I just wanted to use
the
big baddie.
Oh, no, that was a
26. Ooh, that's awesome. Reminds me of a Land Shark skit.
Huh? Can I use these to reroll damage?
No, her.
Okay.
Use them up.
Still can't believe 5, 5, 4, 6. Gotta hit all the 6.
Okay, that's better.
I've earned 3.
Okay, that's 31 damage.
I hear 2.
31?
Yes.
Yay!
Well, that's my daily.
Nice.
And he has a negative 2 to attack rolls until the end of the encounter.
Oh. Okay. That sucks.
Splintering shot's nasty.
All right. Ethan.
You hit him with the arrow and it breaks off and makes his bones splinter.
Oh.
That's funny.
Causes them pain and they can't attack as well for the rest of the game.
Well, because you've added nuts into the mounds bar, turning it into an almond joy.
Does 3d10 damage.
Guy.
Plus my modifier.
I still like mine, just distracting him by fluttering in, clanging on him, and then fluttering out, allowing Archmage to zero in and go, BAM!
I will go ahead. I will go and hurl we'll just go ahead with the yield storm spike on him. Well, these people keep going at range. That'll be a 31 for his reflex.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Well, I should have used my daily power with the weapon.
Slid him 14 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
And that's what I do. Is anyone hurt?
Not yet.
Already.
I haven't been touched the whole game.
Well, Andrew's hurt, but...
Yeah, that's the idea with low hit point characters. Stay
not
out of the way.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we are now down to Andrew.
Okay. Andrew will use his instinctive charge, because I know this is Andrew, and dive after him.
I think he would charge and jump on him.
Well, he's doing that with his instinctive charge, so he gains a +2 to his attack.
Make sure he triggers
a And, well, he is triggering his rage. He's also triggering combat sprint, which makes him move an additional 4, so he can catch the guy.
Right.
And then he's going to try to hit him with his rage strike and burn one of his 5th level powers to do it.
Okay. Go for it.
We're just going
to
plummet to their doom at
that point. Not necessarily. This guy's strength is ridiculous.
So. Okay.
But there's a chance.
That would be
that would be poetic.
That would be a 28 versus AC.
Wow.
Hit.
And these are D10s.
Yes.
Okay.
Oof.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Nice.
Ten, 18. 3.
No wonder I rolled so low. I rolled 2d8s and...
I'm going to spend that to reroll the damage really quick.
And a d8. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I don't know, we're taking about a point off. Average-wise, so...
What?
Oh.
That's another 26.
Oh, chew on your bully stick.
Like 28.
It. It's delicious. You should chew on it.
That would be...
Maggie. Come here. This way. Come here.
33 points of damage. He then burns his action point.
Yeah.
And hits him with his other remaining daily at this point. Mm-hmm. The Swift Panther Rage.
Swift Panther
Rage.
This time hitting a 30 versus AC.
Yep.
PC becomes super powerful.
Trying. There we go. That's much better.
See, that's what I was hoping Andrew was.
Yes.
While he was here.
Mm. 25.
Because this is the type of burn off.
25.
Right.
32.
He was down at 43 hit points down. Not
40 points of damage.
40. Another 7.
Because of the Carnage Greatsword.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my god, that does hurt. I still live and I'm still strong, but that hurts. And you're
me. Add another 4 damage to all that. Because he is raging.
Okay, he's not bloodied yet, but he's not happy.
He's still not bloodied?
Okay, well that sucked to be him. We're back to the top, and Lord Hershey, not liking that, being prone.
And falling.
Well, he's hovering, so.
And with a golem hanging
with
on
with a warforged standing on.
Right, right.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, he's going to do something unfortunate to Andrew. He's using his move action as a move-by attack. Actually, no, he's not even going to do that. He's just going to teleport out of the way.
Oh! Somebody's gonna drop the
phone.
Still prone! He appears behind you guys on the land, and then he stands up with his action.
Okay.
Warforged is like calculating! yeah, I think the max is what? 20d10 or something for falling?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a random d. A dice roller or something, Ethan, and you want to figure out if damage pool. But he's in the pit.
Oh.
Now, Lord Hershey's going to burn an action point.
He's got 2 action points?
Oh, he has 3.
God damn it.
He has 3.
Wow.
He's a big daddy.
Well, we should have gotten an action point after
55 the points of damage.
You did. Oh, 55? That's all?
Yeah.
He's still alive.
He's still alive at the bottom! Like,
ow.
he actually has 2 hit points left.
Calculating!
In all of our head, we'd hear this, ow.
Ow.
He might be out of range at that point. But still, it's fine, so
it is funny.
Okay, so he's behind the party now, so I'm going to put him close to where the mage is, so... haven't really attacked Tracy that much. I'm gonna do that now.
Okay.
Candy cane of fire! Aww. Candy cane of fire sucks. Spend a chip. Better. Nothing much.
Melee weapon.
27 versus AC.
I slam my staff down on the ground and activate my staff of defense power, and then also activate shield. My AC is a 20, or is a 31.
Awesome.
Okay, it's just for this turn, but so,
he's like, fiery death. Punk.
What?
Okay.
You're like the internet fools of the North Pole.
Well, that was him. He thinks he's killed one person. Now it's Chris's turn.
Good.
He's 8 squares. No,
8 squares that way. Well, I can't...
In epic combat with the mage.
And let's see, what am I going to do? Magic missile, think 6. Next.
Ow! You can move towards him.
Yeah, but I prefer other people. Okay, how close is the mage to me?
Well, he was probably about... Well, he teleported so he could hit the mage.
Okay, I move to stand next to the mage, okay. And then go, tag, pink, you're it.
All right. Alright.
Hoping that maybe that shield will work for me too. Though sadly, I'm pretty sure it won't.
And then he's just like, no, you're fucked. Alright. We're back. We are to Tracy. There's a big, bad guy in front of you.
I'm sorry, Dash is cleaning himself right in front of the camera.
That's awesome.
He said,
you want to look at me? Don't you?
Just move Dash.
And then his leg was bracketing your face perfectly, too. Anyway.
We would have to get one of those little things that you hang off their tails to cover their butt.
Oh, God, little butthole covers.
I start slinging, go to sleep,
nice.
Go to sleep, and I cast sleep on him.
I'm assuming you shift back.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna spend a Benny to reroll that because that was miserable.
Okay.
Let's see, 19 versus Will.
No. Is Will
another Benny being spent? And I rolled the same thing, so he is only slowed because I missed him.
Which grants us combat advantage, right?
Now your speed becomes 2.
It just reduces his speed to 2 squares.
Yep. Dang, okay.
It does not apply to teleportation, full push, or anything.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Alright. Alright, so he's like...
Oh, crap.
Ethan or Robin. Probably Robin.
Still takes half damage for my daily. Crap. Oh, well.
30 versus AC?
Did you hit him?
No, I missed him, but missed his half damage.
How much is it? Just tell me how much it is. I guess.
6. 13. So that'd be 6. So I did hit him. Ha ha! Clank, 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 thud!
Okay, Robin.
Okay.
30 versus AC?
Yes.
Okay, then he takes 30 damage.
Ew! What did you do to him?
Spikes of the Manticore, one of my encounter powers.
Okay.
It's as bad as the daily because I rolled really crappy on the daily. And I rolled really well on the...
Okay.
Encounter.
Now he's bloody. Does he get to do anything when he's bloody? No.
Just a flesh wound?
It's not a flesh wound. It's worse. Okay. Yeah, that's Ethan.
Okay. I'll eat some sugar plums.
Okay.
Yeah,
yummy, sugar plums. I do like these sugar plums.
And then I will move up to hit him with a combined attack. What AC am I trying to hit with this dude?
25.
That was not a 25. That is really not a 25.
I'm you wasp.
That is much better than a 25. That's a 33.
Sweet.
So he takes a mighty 9 points of damage from that, and then the dog comes in on the other side.
Woohoo! Double team! Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's part of what the effect does.
Yep. See, now you would be guaranteeing him at advantage.
25 versus AC.
That will hit.
Doing 18 points of damage to it.
Okay.
I'll then spend a action point to...
I think we're going to call you guys the A-team. Yes.
Well, I'll shapeshift into my bear and then, try to hit him again with my... with that. 25 versus AC again. Well, yeah, 13, 12. 25 versus AC.
Uh-huh. So you guys are raping him now?
The bear is raping him.
Yeah.
That's... I'm the boss!
11... 19 points of damage, and he is grabbed. By me.
Yes, Maggie, that's the noise he's making.
So he's slowed and grabbed.
Andrew!
Yes, well, now he's...
Oh, wait, Andrew's dead.
Yes.
So
well, he's not dead. He has 2 hit points.
Andrew's no longer in the fight.
He'll spend a healing surge.
Calculating!
And then stand up, which is a... what is a stand? Is that a move?
Yeah, sure.
And realize it's going to take 38 turns to climb out.
And one rock into the sunset.
No, I can just see it, Mom. I'm not gonna eat this. Takes out the silver Santa.
No, he already gave it to me.
Oh, okay. He wasn't here, so he can't.
And then he'll spend his minor action dusting himself off.
Calculating, calculating.
Okay.
Oh, I feel so sorry for our Ed 209 that tumbled down the cliff.
So he's grabbed.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I believe means he's restrained.
Grabbed means...
I don't know, it's not on here.
Hopefully it's minus to his attacks.
Well...
I got it.
Okay. Grab.
Creature is immobilized. Grab creature can take the escape action to try to get away. The condition immediately ends on... Yeah, you can teleport out of a grab.
And he's first going to hit you... He's going to use a minor action and stare into your eyes and use Eyes of the Grinch. One creature within 10 squares of the Hell Knight is marked and slowed until the end of the Hell Knight's next turn. As they realize, they will not get any presents for Christmas.
But I'm a pagan. I don't...
You old motherfucker!
Then he will use his move action to teleport back 3.
Dang it.
Yeah, he's still... slowed. So.
Yeah, he's still slowed.
But
teleport isn't effective.
But that doesn't grant me combat advantage.
Actually, he'll teleport 3 because he has a melee of 2, so that would be enough to...
Sure blade, got him!
Stab the bear. And he critically fails, so we're going to try to reroll that. And that's probably still not going to do well enough. Let's see. Because he obviously can't hurt the wizard.
Because I'm awesome.
That is 23 versus AC.
That will hit. That is my AC, so.
Oh! I actually hurt somebody else!
Points of fiery damage.
Okay.
And he will use his... That slow, though, is for save, right? He has a save against it.
With sleep. Save ends, yes.
Okay. He's not going to burn his action now. He might be dead the next round. With you guys.
Who is soft and squishy? Okay. He will burn... No, we can't do that. All we can do is burn that off and then stab Ethan again. Yeah, he'll just stab Ethan again.
Okay. I'm not even bloody yet, so...
And that will hit if the other one hit. 24 fiery damage!
Ouch!
That does make me bloody.
That's and he's going to try to save. And he saves, so he's no longer slowed. Actually, 10... 24... Does a 24 hit you?
AC, yes.
Okay.
My AC is a 23.
That is...
Okay. Just because he has a minus two.
Oh.
And add that in. Okay, he's done.
That's hilarious.
Chris.
Okay, so he is not actually engaged with anybody.
Nope. He's now standing at least two away.
Okay, so I advance up to him and use my setup strike to set him up for a sneak attack next round.
Okay.
Use my Elvish Accuracy.
Is that encounter?
And rolling the same three. Yeah, this is an encounter power. And my setup strike hits armor class 16 twice. So I set up absolutely nothing except, hi there! Going, I'm soft and squishy.
Hey, yay, soft and squishy!
I'm done.
Tracy!
Alright, he's no longer adjacent to me, but I turn towards him and flick my hands out and a wreath of flame explodes in front of him.
Okay. Does it only
hit? It is a 26 versus reflex.
Okay, that will hit. Does it only hit enemies?
Each creature in blast.
Okay. Oh, that's me too!
It will actually hit Chris.
Against you, that would be a 21 versus reflex.
Wait, let me see. Oh yeah, smack!
Okay.
Sorry, bro!
As I spin away from him, try to get set up.
Okay, roll damage.
11 points of fire damage.
Ow!
Now, Tracy, at this point, you are noticing that when you hit him with the fire damage, it's not actually hurting him.
Now you tell me.
Considering he is, like, on fire and stuff.
I'm a bastard.
Yeah, I was really hoping that wasn't the case, but...
Ow. So he laughs as you cook your friend.
He's like, thank you.
Ow.
You could work for me.
I could work for your mom. I could work your mom.
You could work my mom. Okay. I mean, we could probably set something up. Do you work on commission?
Oh, stop. Never mind.
Because, I mean, you know, she... Yeah.
I just lean over and go...
Okay.
This is what I get for going up toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
I get friendly fire.
All right.
Rarely.
Okay, I get...
I know. It's too hard.
25 versus AC and a 27 versus AC. Okay.
Yeah, I know it's so hard. Are you hurt?
I got dinged. Yeah, I took 11 fire.
Oh, that's right.
From...
How are you doing, Rob?
I haven't been touched.
I know. Tracy, you haven't been touched either, right?
I back and went, dink!
Tracy, you haven't been hurt either, right?
Nope.
He's the unstoppable mage.
13.
That's how I built him.
Plus...
No, actually, the hybrid, I had never made a hybrid class, and he actually is working out pretty well, though.
Yeah. 20. I need to get combat advantage to really shine.
Yeah, but 13. You're still doing...
Oh, yeah, I'm doing fine.
I can't think.
This is just teaching me that I need to stay in the background until he gets engaged, then come in!
Well, and also, you guys are outside, and it's kind of...
Yeah. It's alright, it's actually kind of funny. I step in to try to gain his shield, and then he frags me. Jealous.
31 damage. He's restrained until the end of my next turn.
No.
Okay, now he grants
combat advantage. He can't be immobilized.
I shift 5 squares away from him.
She's like, oh!
Okay, Ethan.
Okay, I will move over to Chris. So I use a move action, then I use a minor action for swift recovery. Chris, you can use your second wind without taking an action to do so.
Woohoo! That will boost me back up, and I gain that plus two to defenses as well?
You use your second wind without taking an action to do so. And then I use healing word on myself.
I am unscathed and ready to go. Thank you. Second wind is used.
I regain four.
Thank you.
20, so I'm no longer bloody.
Okay.
All right, and Andrew keeps walking. So, back to the top. Okay, Lord Hershey is immobilized and restrained. He still, though, can teleport. Or he can just do what he's going to do, which is candy cane up! Actually, no. He's going to hit you first with his Eyes of the Grinch on good old Chris.
Oh, okay.
Perrin. You are marked and slowed until the end of my next turn.
That's okay.
So your movement is just two. And then he will hit you with his candy cane of fire.
Okay.
Hopefully.
What does restrained do?
Restrained, they grant combat advantage, they're immobilized, they can't be forced to move by a pull, push, or slide, and they take a minus two to attack rolls.
Yay.
Which means he already is taking a minus two, so that's minus four, so that's 12. Plus... 12 is a 26 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit me.
Yeah!
Yeah, hitting AC 26 versus a stealth mage.
Burning!
Imagine that.
Burning? If what you're going to say is burning, then you can keep talking. Sorry, I forgot dice. I didn't think this one would actually hit.
A 26 will hit most of us.
Yeah, but the way I've been rolling lately.
What you need, Maggie?
I just want to whine. Yes, I'm just whining.
Okay. From the hit, you take 19 points of damage.
Okay.
Plus, you take 5 fire damage. Just right now. So. Okay. Plus, you get knocked prone.
Fine!
You! Fine. Okay, I'm prone.
You're like a hog!
Damn! Okay.
That's his action. Your turn.
Mr. Chris. Alright, so
don't be adjacent to him. If possible.
Do not occupy a square near him.
He's not expecting me to actually be able to strike back. I still get combat advantage, correct?
Right.
Okay, well,
he's granting combat advantage while he's restrained. So.
Okay, so that means I gotta do basic attack.
Well, no, you could just stand up.
I realize that, but I don't want to remain adjacent, given the warning I just got from yonder mage who fragged me before. If he's giving me a heads up, it's going
to
be
worse. So you're going to you're going to basically try to shift?
No, I'm basically just going to stab him where I'm at.
But you are adjacent.
I know that.
Okay.
I'm not done.
Okay.
Good. Because you get a minor a move and a standard action each turn.
Mm-hmm.
You can attack and then move.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm planning on doing.
But it doesn't have to be a basic attack.
I don't think I'm a class to an. Oh no, but I don't have any at wills that help.
Oh, okay.
And all my encounters are so.
Then do you have a daily?
No, I already burned it.
Eat a cookie.
Ew! You didn't take the paper out.
That's funnier though. It's like eat a cookie.
I've had like 10 of them.
I recharged these.
I love fortune cookies.
You believe in the goodness of people, not while role playing anymore.
I've already gotten that one. Apparently, we believe in the goodness of people.
All right. So.
So you stand up.
So I no. I'm still down.
Okay, so it's from the ground.
From the ground, I do the spinning blade leap, which allows me to basically shift before and after my speed.
Right.
Taking armor class of 30.
Yes, that will hit.
Okay,
doing even with penalty.
You're doing 2d8 and 2d6.
Okay.
I finally got my sneak attack.
Roll that, keep it. I'm gonna let her out in the direction real quick, like an environment.
Which is gonna be 15. 22. And then I shift back to the mage.
Hey, buddy.
No longer adjacent.
Perfect.
While eating, dun-dun-dun, a candy cane. And gaining 20 hit points. Candy cane this. Oh, that feels better.
I'm trying not to complain, but god damn, my nose hurts.
I think you have warrant to do that. Oh. I like him.
The stealth mage?
Mm-hmm. I haven't played somebody like this in a long time. I kind of like the stealth mage. There's a better AC than my goddamn 4th level paladin does right now. I like 4th edition for how it kind of balanced out and made everybody have some really cool stuff. So an entry level wizard isn't a, I shoot my magic missile and I'm done today.
Yeah, I shoot my magic missile and then I die.
Yeah, as something comes up and hits me with a sharp stick.
Unless the GM is kind enough to just fudge it and not let anybody actually attack me.
So, but at the same time, I miss upper level mages having just a crap load of stuff to do.
Yeah.
Because seeing some spells reduced to encounters and dailies is kind of, really?
Yeah.
So.
But at higher levels,
wait, Pathfinder yet?
Fighters,
no.
Anybody who had any, who was like, non-magic based was,
well, Chris,
crippled.
You're coming to CanCon, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
So yeah, if you're coming to CanCon, you're playing in one of my Pathfinder games.
Okay, cool. Actually, I'm gonna be...
I think you'll really enjoy it.
Okay, I want to get
into my feng shui game?
Well, I don't know, because I want to run something, too. Because I'm a big Warhammer
player. I'm thinking around, probably around April, my April Fool's game this year will probably just be the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen 1988 that I did at CanCon last year.
Cool.
Might have to play that.
Oh, cool. Yeah,
alright, Mr. Chris.
Or if you really want to, you can be Jack Burton.
Oh. What did you get for damage-wise?
Oh. I got 22 damage, and then I shifted on the ground back next to our illustrious and impervious mage,
uh-huh.
And then grabbed my candy cane, shook it, candy cane this, ate it, and gained 20 hit points back.
Okay. That works, too. Alright.
So, adjacent to the mage.
You are okay. You are adjacent to the mage. Ah, Tracy!
Alright, I spit into the palm of my hand and throw it at him, and it turns into an acidic bolt that hits him, hopefully, in the face.
Oh, I need that face for living.
I need that face for living.
22 versus reflex.
You're pro. No, he's not. Let's see. Hey, you get combat advantage, so yeah.
Oh, yay! I'm just happy I actually got a sneak attack off. Gurk spin!
Yeah?
That's funny, shifting on the ground.
Yeah, you rolled so high on your attack, I think there's like a minus 2 penalty when you're prone.
There is, but I still hit. I'm a class 30, so.
Yeah.
So, did I hit?
Oh, yeah!
Okay.
Sorry. You hit okay. With the, because of the plus 2.
Nice.
13 points of acid damage, and he takes an ongoing 5 acid damage, save ends.
Yeah,
is there anyone adjacent to him?
Nope.
Good. That means the rest of the acid splashes out harmlessly.
Okay. And how much damage was it?
Okay, so I got
13, 5 ongoing.
5 ongoing.
No, it's just a fun block on him. Well, it's 449. But.
All right. We are to Robin and Ethan.
Okay.
That's a good idea. I like that.
Oh, the check marks to mark them off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to play it more often, I'll get bolder.
Nice. I will do that. do a basic strike. That guy always betrays me.
So if it's going to work on your computer like that, Ethan, we may just want to run the TV to that bigger screen.
And that is not going to cut it. Oh, I'm giving you that die.
I don't know, I'll take the die. Is that your last one?
Yeah. Okay, so no. No.
Okay. Ethan.
Alright, where's this dude? No.
He's way over here.
Way over here.
Yeah, since the one person next to him basically spun away.
He's
on the
ground. He's probably from you about 10 squares away, maybe.
How long is he restrained?
Until the end of my turn, so he's not restrained
okay.
anymore.
Okay.
Oh, but I was going to spend my action point.
Then do it.
Oh, crap, I should have done that too.
Oh, well. Yeah, next time we'll just build something to track the action points.
Okay, split the tree. I want to die to higher 15. That's 15. So that's a 29 versus AC.
How's everyone doing hit point wise, by
yep.
the way?
29.
We're going down 5. No, 4, sorry.
I'm still down 9.
Yeah. Show off.
That's Robin like Hart. Tim. Robin That's Hart, hilarious.
I haven't been hit.
Am I actually on fire?
No.
Okay.
So, 10.
So either it's a typo on my sheet or it's just written weird.
Okay.
But either way, you're not on fire.
It's only 23 damage.
Only.
My greatest joy in playing this character is the outrageous amount of damage he
does. All right, Ethan.
Let's see. Well, then.
It's not fun if the amount of damage isn't obscene.
Yes. I know all that. I'm going to run back up to the guy.
Okay.
Still in bear form, and see if I can do my combined attack again.
I'm a bear!
Or not. How about I just come up and say, good show, instead.
I'm a bear. I like picnics.
I'm a bear.
I am a bear.
Roar.
I am smarter than the average bear.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, really? That's fascinating. Yeah. Well, he's gonna hit you with Eyes of the Grinch again.
No presents for you!
He really likes that.
Yeah, it's an at-will.
What is it? It's an at-will minor.
It's an at-will
right?
minor.
Yeah, so we can add
so
it.
So he really
it.
Likes it. So you're slowed again.
There's no save against that? I
nope.
mean, it's not versus anything?
Just until the end of his next turn.
I just don't really...
Yeah, he still doesn't have to hit with it?
No.
Wow.
I think it's a typo, actually. But
probably.
It probably is.
But at least it's just slowed. All it does is reduce your movement. It doesn't take
right.
away anything. Or
it doesn't actually damage you.
Right.
Yeah.
More aggressive bonus. It just slows you down.
Also, it marks you, but he doesn't have anything for marking, so I obviously deleted it when I was putting in candy cane, so who knows? So he's going to do a...
Well, a marked... You can just mark a creature. People marked is a condition.
Mm.
Take a -2 penalty to attack rolls that don't involve them as a target. That's it.
Oh, I always thought that was a spider thing. So
yeah,
I
thought that was part
again.
Of it.
But that's cool. So, randomly, he's decided he's going to try to kill Robin. So, he can teleport over towards you.
Because I'm standing next to the impervious mage.
Yeah, he can't hurt the mage. Yeah, but
we're going to try this. He knows this to be true.
How many squares can people teleport?
He can teleport 8.
Cool.
For let's see, 16, 20, 30 versus AC.
Yeah, that'll hit my AC.
Look, I hit you with my candy cane!
No, I suck when I hit people with my candy cane obviously, so I'm just gonna have to like roll the disadvantage. Well that sucks too, but who cares? 17 points of damage plus 5 fire damage, and you fall prone.
Right.
Okay.
And it is now Chris's turn.
Okay, well, I no longer get combat advantage because she's prone. So I'm going to do Grasp of the Grave, my daily.
Grasp of the Grave.
Which is kind of horrific.
Yep. I thought it was funny to have.
29 against Reflex.
Yep.
Okay. He takes 14 damage. Wait. No, he takes 14, 18 damage.
No, that includes all of that. That includes the attack.
Oh, does it? Okay. Okay,
it doesn't include.
Okay, so he takes, yeah, he takes 14 damage.
What weapon are you using?
I'm using the Carnage Longsword.
Okay.
That's not already.
It doesn't add in the plus 2 from that, so it's an additional plus 2.
Okay. So 16 damage. He is dazed until the end of my next turn. It's necrotic damage. And he will continue to take 5 necrotic damage as long as he stays within the close, the area burst 2 from her.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my action point since it's almost done and go, Magic Missile, tink!
Okay.
For another 6.
Alright.
And I'm done.
Alright. Tracy?
Woohoo!
Alright, I snap my fingers and a cloud of slashing daggers appears in his square.
Okay.
That is a 21 versus reflex.
Strangely, it hits.
Alright, he takes 10 points of damage.
How much?
10.
Okay.
And if he sticks around, he'll take 2.
Okay.
Just to add insult to injury, old Storm Spike in there. And you dead already.
So Ingram's on the ground as he's getting pummeled.
Okay, so basically, the red glowing in his eyes goes away when you're done stabbing and everything. Then Tracy comes along with the daggers, and his corpse, his candy corpse inside of the armor, is just stabbed by daggers.
Okay,
and just chocolate goes spraying everywhere.
Well, I use healing surges. Get up, search his corpse.
As, like, spectral hands are coming up from his grasp of the grave and pulling chunks of his body out of his armor.
Okay. Drawing.
That's really horrific.
I know.
And 5 days later, the warforged gets back.
Well, and also he was burning from your acid. He never saved from that.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yay!
I got a B. I have ABCs.
And you got a Silver Santa with a C.
Okay.
Alright, so we are... You guys appear in front of the tree. You give them the Silver Santas. Santa reforms.
Woohoo!
And hey. Says, I have a mission for you.
Fuck you!
Fuck you, White!
That's fair. I still have a mission for you. Strangely, you have signed this form here. I have all your names.
I'm gonna beat him with a Yule log.
And let me find my list real quick so we can...
Log, I need my penis.
Yes. The Yule log is my penis.
Alright, so, Tracy, real quick.
Yeah.
Your Silver Santa was a C?
Uh-huh.
Can you roll a dice 6, please? Okay. All right, Robin, what Silver Santa do you have?
D.
B, roll D6.
6.
All right. Oh, my God. 100 platinum pieces.
Sweet!
Ching!
Okay, an A.
And then you just go, ooh!
Okay, roll D6.
Ding, ding!
3!
One magic item up to 16th level.
Oh!
And if you want, just you can kind of email me and tell me what kind of book you want, and okay. I can find something.
Okay.
Unless you have the books, you can look.
Nope. Any. I mean, I've got the character builder, but...
So just write it down on your character sheet.
Okay.
So I know.
Two A's, a B, and a C.
Okay, start at the first one, A. Roll D6.
Two.
One magic item up to 14th level.
Hey, Jeremy, what did I get?
Yours is XP, actually.
Oh! Okay.
Up to 14th level, you said?
Yep.
Cool.
The other A is a 6.
Okay, three magic items up to 12th level.
I got that, and it was awesome.
Wow.
Up to 12th level each?
Yep. Did anybody get a D?
No. I got a B.
Not this time.
As in boy.
I
got 5 on that one.
The special stuff. B, you got 5. 50 mm-hmm. platinum pieces.
And then a C. 4.
XP. So, there are 500 from that. So, from the Silver Santas, everybody's going to get 500 XP.
Okay.
Plus, everybody gets another 1,500 XP for getting finishing this. And there we go. So, just write down your XP.
Okay. How much XP did I gain from my Santa?
You gained, well, the thing was with the XP, it's split between everybody, but your Silver Santa gave you 1,000.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but what, depending on what Ethan picks, you know, we might pick some multiple magic items, it's up to him.
Yeah, I'll be spreading the wealth around, it's all good.
Okay.
We still have, at some point, we have the unique magic items.
Ooh, those are the D's,
which
right?
Which is a D. Just for amusement, I'll tell you what they are. First one is the flying sleigh and 4 reindeer. It flies you anywhere 3 times. Number 2 is the amulet of snowman summoning. It summons snowman minions to fight for you. Number 3 is the purse of Christmas treats, which actually somebody in the party last time got. It just, you draw Christmas treats. Number 4, a bag of Christmas presents. You can draw out presents for people. They're not valuable, but still.
Yes, they're nice.
Number 5 is a pocket watch. It's actually a copy of Santa's pocket watch, which controls time. And number 6 is a magic tome, and there's 6 different magic tomes.
Nice.
So, I will keep those for next year.
This was quite enjoyable.
And
thank
what
you.
We can do, if you guys would like, I will set up a time. What's the next holiday?
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, technically Valentine's Day.
Do you guys want to, obviously
after
not
after that would
Valentine's
be
St.
Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys want to do a Valentine's Day S1?
I'd like to, but I don't know if I'll be able to.
But, put that out of your mind. Okay. Would you like to do one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Tracy?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
It wouldn't have to be on Valentine's
Day. No, no, no. Right. Yeah. It doesn't have to be on Valentine's
Day.
Valentine's Day weekend
no.
is next weekend.
No,
I can't do anything.
I'm just talking about, well, I have limited chances to basically be away for most of the day when Mary has everybody.
But
so
I'll try to get plenty of time. Yeah.
And I'm planning on running something on probably the 3rd of April.
Okay. Now, it probably wouldn't be until like next month.
Yeah, which would be for St. Patrick's Day or something. Yeah.
Well, it could be a mix, though. We could have leprechauns with
hearts and cupids.
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
Hubert got his love potion in the leprechaun's ale, and all hell broke loose.
Superhero game is still on for next Sunday, just so you know.
Okay.
That's... Okay, in my bag of holding, okay, I have a living baby spider, I have a kraken hook, I have an arrowhead, I have 2 orders of uneaten kraken wings, okay. I have 6 Christmas hats, 2 of them red, 4 of them green. I have a chewed up hockey puck. I have 1 of the chest plates off the polar bear. I've got the key to the tower. I've got the lock off the trap door. And I got a big ass bag of candy.
And he's sitting there showing it all to you. He's like, here you go, look what I got.
That's all in my bag of holding. Yeah, I pick stuff up.
Hey, and Ethan?
Yep.
For the superhero game, I like this camera perspective better.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems...
I mean, since Eric's going to be Skyping in as well, that way I can see Robin and Jeremy.
Yeah.
What we can do, though, is we'll move one of the TVs over, and we'll get things situated.
We'll get it figured out.
Okay, so, I don't know, roughly a month, I'll send out an email
at
some point, and we'll find a Sunday that possibly works for as many people as possible. I still have to throw something together, plus I have my other game, I have Christmas and the other.
Yeah. Yeah, just let me know. I'll work on a babysitter for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that bag of holding with him.
You should.
Because
the
thing is, I can keep the character sheets nearby. And there we go. Tracy, that's, pleasure.
That's the first gaming session I.
Christmas is interesting, like a stick in your eye. It's so freaking interesting that it might make you cry.
Why is there no one to talk gaming with around here?
What you need, my friend, is the Gamer's Haven.
Gamer's Haven? What's that?
The Gamer's Haven is a podcast that talks about all sorts of tabletop games. RPGs, card games, board games, and more. And if you have a need of a fix of role-playing, listen to one of their many actual play podcasts. They have ones for Deadlands, Dungeons & Dragons 4E, Pathfinder, and more. Just go to www.gamershavenpodcast.com to find them.
Wow! Are you some sort of sage?
No, I am just a guy from New Jersey doing a really bad accent. Go to the Gamer's Haven now!
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamer's Haven by purchasing Gamer's Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamer's Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.